You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Go to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
I'm wondering, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Just a fun show. This is just a fun podcast.
Until Judy Gold shows up.
Oh, hey, come on now.
No, I like Judy. But, she's a little combative.
She, wouldn't you be if you were 8 feet tall?
I guess so.
It's going to be a good show today. I'm very excited. Two of my favorite people are here right now.
Me and
Gabby and Mike. I love you guys. And Joe and Mark Norman.
Hey, hey.
The greatest name you could have if you live in Boston. Do it, my friend Mark Norman. What are you doing right now,
Joe? You ever get little stomach quivers?
No.
Quivers.
Like a low body, like a zap?
No.
No, that's... Really...
Anybody? You might have an intestacitis. What's that?
That's actually where your intestines get clogged up, and then when it actually has enough pressure, it bursts.
Yes.
And it will expand the actual... intestine.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it breaks. If it breaks, you're done. You just got shit
done
shooting into
your stomach. Is that real? I mean, is that what I have?
I made up every single word.
Yeah, intestitis is made up.
I just made that up.
Occasional good improv, though.
Thank you, man.
We really yes and.
Yeah, we were really good together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should start a group over at Yosebe.
Who?
It's a French UCB.
Oh. But do you guys get like random things? All of a sudden you get a quiver or like a whoa. You got another one? This is occasionally. Because today you had one earlier. Chipotle. Almost exclusively.
I have a lump on my side.
What do you mean?
It was like a lump, like a lumpy thing on my...
Don? Might be a bagel.
Actually, I'd be a lump on her side. See, that got me you choke and then me choke.
I don't want to be all Louis J. Gomez-y here, but it is a little hurtful that none of us are in the intro. You got Amy Schumer in there,
yep.
And you got Joe DeRosa in there.
Wick,
throw a listy. You don't even need Soda or Lewis.
You're
just
in there.
Me.
You're in there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you are.
I didn't hear me.
Yeah, that was your thing on the podcast. You only said things every once in a while, but it was the truth.
Yeah, I just didn't hear it in the intro.
All
music.
Right, I'll put you in. What do you say? Something right now that we can throw in.
AIDS.
All right, then it's in. That's what you're getting.
Also, can you do me a favor, Bob? I know we talked about this.
Oh my god,
off...
what is this fucking therapy?
I know we talked about this off mic.
Boy. Yeah, what?
Can you educate some of your new people? I got the lovely Gabby, beautiful woman, nice person. She's
away.
Calling me and saying, right. We do a Yankee swap. You bring in a gift. I made up the Yankee swap. I'm the Yankee swap. You got to tell these people. This guy's asking me to sign the thing. That's my show. I've been on the show since 1997. I don't even know who this guy is. Who is this dame?
He's from the Bronx, and she's wearing a mechanic's jumpsuit for
I
some
am.
Reason.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you why.
She was 11 when I came on the show.
It's attention?
It's the only reason you
Maybe
wore
I
that.
Maybe I like to move freely, okay? Maybe I have a lot of wiggle room.
Well, wear sweatpants.
You look like you're going to roll out from underneath the desk.
Right. Yeah. A mechanic's creeper.
Really, you look like you're in Grease 3. Well, you're on the T-Birds.
Yeah, she's in Grease 3 going, John Travolta is a guy. He was in.
I got it. He
Where's
dances.
The
Where's the bomb bandana? Where's the bomb bandana?
Hold on. Explain to me what the bomb dana is.
Where's the bomb
it's
bandana?
When you bomb.
And it's the bomb dana. It's not the bomb bandana.
Can you
bandana.
Throw it in his face if he can hit his chin?
Oh, I think I heard
What are you doing?
I got a cold.
Don't do that.
I hear Judy.
You just gave whoever sits there next get you a cold.
Okay. I'm sitting here next.
Judy's
I'm
coming.
On the show.
Everybody play cool. Judy's coming. It's like the T-Rex. I can see the water shaking.
Is she coming?
I think so. I can feel it.
Oh, my God. Will you stop?
I'm nervous.
How did she get in?
She kicked the door in.
She had lesbian powers?
Yeah.
All right. Political. Can somebody go see if Judy's coming up, please?
Lesbian power. First sounds of all, like she's American Gladiator.
She's going to stop at the top of the stairs and take a 10-minute break when she gets there.
That's
by the
true.
Way.
It's
she's
true.
Going through menopause.
They call that, pulling a Bobby.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's not Judy.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my
hey.
God. I thought Lewis got fat again.
That guy's not fat. That guy's
I'm
huge.
Sorry. I'm kidding.
He got taller.
I'm kidding. Hi. How are you?
How are you? Great hair.
We have some guests coming in, regular guests, actually, who've been on before. That wasn't Judy. It was just two people.
All right.
All right. All right. Let's get this going today. We have a great show for you.
Amelia Earhart.
It's rather annoying.
It's a little odd.
A one-piece dickie.
Yes.
For a little cute blonde like her. It's very, you're trying too hard to be trendy.
You're jealous of me.
What? Yes, I am. I wish I was a little thin blonde from Queens.
You wish you were wearing this onesie.
I wish I could get in that right now. That's why I can't go to a skydiving simulator, which I'd love to do. I just don't know if the propeller would actually give me lift or they'd have a onesie because you have to wear those little onesies. Anything like go-karts when you have to put those little onesies on?
Uh-huh.
I know I'm not. I would love to go go-kart riding, but I know, number one, they're not going to have that onesie.
Right.
That's going to fit me.
And you can't paint.
What?
You can't paint.
Why?
They wear those things.
Oh, the onesies?
The jumpsuit.
Oh, the big white one.
Yeah, the white one.
You can paint without. You can paint your own clothes.
Speaking of the big white one, who wants to see my dick?
It's not white.
It used to be white. Yeah, now it's polka dot.
Yeah, now it's all beat up.
It's brown. It's got a thumbprint.
Ugh.
But could you tell Gabby that I'm part of the show? I've been around.
Gabby.
Yes.
Joe started Yankee Swap.
Started the Yankee Swap.
Okay.
Started.
You should make her listen to every episode from 1998
yes.
on.
Research.
I mean, I'm not fucking with this team. Is the best team I've assembled. This is the Avengers. I go to battle with these three.
No.
He's on video. Mushy Mike is killing it on social media and everything else. And Gabby's knocking it out of the fucking park with booking this show and having everything prepared.
No.
So I'm not fucking with it. If she wants to think that she invented Yankee Swap, you invented Yankee Swap.
She's doing a great job of explaining my ideas to me.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is it for real. This is no longer a practice run.
This jumpsuit is bugging. Is it bugging anybody?
I don't like it.
I mean,
fixing choppers.
It's cultural appropriation.
What culture?
Wow. He took a breath.
Lesbians.
He took a, oh my God, they're going to laugh at this breath. He went, culture appropriation. Oh, it was like a Nick DiPaolo sip. You cocksucker. If you ever take a, they're going to laugh at this breath again. You're fired.
And he didn't even have a culture in mind when he made the joke.
It was mine, but that's fine.
Puerto Rican?
Mexican.
Oh, they fix shit. Yeah.
She's wearing Dickies also.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, Dickies started with Whitey, but who's counting?
And we appropriated it.
So anyways, we have a great show lined up. Judy's coming up. I think that's Judy.
I don't think we've met before.
You never met Judy Gold?
No, I'm scared she's going to be like, who's this new guy? And I have to be like, I'm doing comedy 25 years.
Tell her you started Yankee Swap.
Oh, God. They're already
That's
laughing.
Her.
Is she loud?
She's already hitting on the mechanic chick.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. Just as I predicted.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Jude?
Oh, here he is.
Hey, Jude.
Are you going to be nasty to me?
No. That's our thing.
No, that's your thing.
All right. Well, it's good to see you.
God.
All right.
You know what?
Who's being nasty now?
Judy, you know what? You coming on the podcast, I love you. You know that. But when you come on, it's like my mother just showed up because you start embarrassing me in front of my friends.
That's what my son, Ben, is like.
Yeah, talking to the air. We're on a fucking podcast. There's a microphone in front. I made it red so you know where it is.
Mark's being nice to me.
There you are.
He was trashing you before he came up here.
No.
He was trashing
I'm just saying you're a presence.
Yeah.
You know what? You're mean
today. I'm not mean. I'm a fan.
Why are you scared right now?
He's like my kid.
Why are you scared right now?
Yes, I'm a loved one.
No, he's like, you know, he's like one of my kids.
Yeah.
No, here's the deal.
Yes.
You smell great, by the way.
Thanks.
You do smell great.
You know, I bathe now. I've just started.
You always smell great and you always look great.
Yeah. Robert, what do you need from me?
I don't know. Maybe some more menopause photos on Instagram.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Okay?
They're funny.
Do you know how many women thank me for that?
How many?
A lot.
How many? Name it. Three. I bet three.
No, I get thank you very much. It's so hard to go through this and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going through menopause. And what happens? You get
But I'm not even in menopause yet. I got my period in July.
You're pre-menopause.
Yeah, and I'm 55 years old.
You got
it's
your
like
period?
I'm never fucking going
to
end this.
What does it look like at your age to get your period? Is it thicker?
No, it is.
It's like ragu.
I'm not kidding. It's like a like when I was 13. It's like a regular full on period.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, do you get are the cramps
yes.
just as bad?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go heating Boots. Pad.
You know that I haven't used that since
my ex
was
a big heating pad. Yeah.
Orgasms are supposed to be good for it, which
good.
I always tell my wife, and she thinks that I'm lying, trying to be
it's
selfish and get laid.
The contraction.
So if you
do you know Joe?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
Joe.
Just checking.
Nice to see you.
He said you did.
Joe.
Everybody's nervous
I'm
around.
Nervous.
Why is everybody nervous around Judy? You guys
Mark
aren't nervous
and
around
I
Louis. Louis
yes.
Gomez. She comes up. An 8-foot lesbian walks up, and you get all fucking nervous.
Well, we saw Judy on TV when we were young youths.
I know.
And I was
so
10
old.
Years into comedy.
What right?
What are you going to do?
55. You look great. Full out of hair.
You look really good for 55. You're 55?
You're not supposed to add that.
55.
The, holy shit.
You're not supposed to say for the age.
What,
you just say you look good.
But she looks good for her age.
Should we tell them when the wedding is and everything?
Oh, yeah. We're getting hitched.
Yeah, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, amazing.
I think it's good for my career.
Would you bang Mark?
No.
Well, she's, you know,
I'm
into the gash.
I'm not into
don't call
the
it
erect
a gash.
Penis.
All right.
I'm
she's
not
into the twat.
It.
The trim. The clam.
I'm not into it.
The bubble gum.
Where's my water and coffee?
It's
like
it's right
else
I don't know.
Oh, talk. Hand her that water.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I already drank.
Why are we missing a water, guys?
I thought
you know,
Rachel
I just commended
Feinstein
my staff.
Wine was coming.
She's
can we just get
late.
The water and stop staring
I'm
at
getting it.
She got
other?
One. She got one.
No, no, we
got
to get
I
one
got
for
it
Rachel.
For her, just like I came up with the
Michael,
Yankee swap idea.
What's for?
All right, listen.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I have an ad right up front. I'm going to do it. Fuck off. And it's very.
Is it for fuck off?
No, it's one of my favorite. I'm so excited that they came on. Joe, you know I'm a griller. I'm a barbecue guy.
A gorilla, yes. You're a big gorilla. Yes. Is that what you said?
That's not what I said.
Oh,
I like
griller.
Those glasses.
Thank you. I
Where'd
like
you
yours.
Get them?
I got them at on Central Park Boulevard. They're called Geeks.
Geeks.
That's the name of the
Central
brand.
Central Park Boulevard. Where?
In Westchester. Westchester.
I like those. Geeks.
Yeah, Geeks. How do I
okay?
Spell
you
it?
Can spell it other ways.
How?
It could be Geeks with a Z if it's
could
like
be,
street.
Yeah, it could be Geeks.
Can you stop helping her?
Geex. Geeks.
She doesn't even know who you are.
Well, I thought
you're my friend.
I know. I'm saying it could have been Geeks with a Z.
I stuck up on you with Gabby.
No, that would be geese.
No, Geeks ends in a Z, like the African Americans.
KZ.
They do
What'd
Z's.
You say? Oh, listen.
The plural. That's Boys not... in the hood.
Nice hair. I really like the haircut.
Oh, thanks. I just woke up. A little bedhead.
What is that like? I mean, I haven't done that. You have a kid.
I haven't.
When's the last time you fucking woke up at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
You can't.
I think after lunch.
You just can't. You can't wake up
late.
No, because your kid, my kid's going to school. I want to see him before he goes
right.
to school. I always feel guilty because in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to stay in bed. And they let me. My wife
right.
lets me. But then I hear
but
him having fun.
Right. And then
all of a sudden, I'm like, what if he dies today? What if something happens?
Right. I'm like that.
And I'm like, fuck, if he dies today,
it's more
and I was
you're
in bed.
You're going to die.
Huh?
You're going to die before him.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're being realistic, I thought
yeah.
we were giving, you know, our, you know, our fantasy
response.
No, but response,
I, but... yeah, I do. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I set the timer on the coffee maker.
Yeah, but your kid is 19.
He's 16.
Same shit.
Oh,
you'll see.
It's a tough
wait
age.
Till they're babies.
Yeah, but your kid's not a baby. He's been 7 foot
mean,
tall since he was nine.
Shut up. Wait till your kid is 16. You still think of them as babies.
I won't.
Have you walked in on a masturbation situation?
Yes,
yes,
I have.
Definitely.
Whoa.
Oh, not me. My kid's 4. He was just having fun.
I always
at that
knock
point,
on the door.
If you can't,
always...
if jizz doesn't come out, it's fun.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, if there's no pubes involved, it's like, hey, let's just have a good time.
The dick
yeah.
just goes.
Yeah. Yeah, once he gets pubes and stuff comes out, it's like, whoa, put that away.
So. I'm
yeah.
very good. I always knock. Yeah. I don't, nothing on the bathroom door when you're taking your...
But you saw a stroke or two.
Well, I've walked in, and it's like, what? And then, you know, I see a little bulge.
He jizzed?
Yeah.
He's a chicken.
No.
Oh, I thought that's even blow.
But the fucking,
that's
you know,
how my,
I,
when I jizzed. No,
I
you
said
keep talking
to both
over
of
me.
Them, here's
I'll just do
where
a funny
the...
podcast without you. What is this, NPR? Shut up. Go ahead. Do your thing.
No, I told them where I said here's where the wash rags are.
I'm sorry for saying shut up. I shouldn't have
I don't
said
care.
That to you. I was joking. You talk as much as you want, Judy.
So I showed them. I showed them where the wash rags are.
Come
rags. Showed Henry.
Yeah. Do you throw them out
but
or you
it's
wash
like,
them?
There's Rach.
Well, they put it in the fucking drawer, like
a drawer.
Yeah.
Does it come?
It's in the sock drawer. What? All right, I know you're going to use the socks, but here's like really good wash rags that are better.
So jizz into a wash rag and you'll wash that.
I think paper towels is the way to go. You just throw
well,
them
now,
away and
it's bad for the environment.
It's a waste.
Oh, well.
No, it's not because they'll find those paper towels thousands of years later, and they can actually
check the DNA.
They'll get the DNA and be able to make humans again.
Yeah, because those paper towels are going to be around.
They will be under the ground. You'll find jizz and towels, and take those jizz and make a whole new human race.
Well, how much did you guys masturbate when you were 16?
Oh, my God. A lot. Three times a day minimum.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is pre-internet porn.
Yeah. I used to fuck the Vaseline can.
Yes.
Literally stick my dick in it.
That was fun.
Yeah, and then I'd have to pinch.
So
I'd have to pinch
you...
the head of my dick and, like, toothpaste mush Vaseline
on
it.
So it was you were constantly getting hard-ons.
Yes, yeah. I'm hard now.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes if you're ever watching TV, he says, "I gotta go." Hey,
hi, Rachel.
Speaking
Rachel.
Of cum rags,
Rachel has such style.
Jesus, why would you say that about her?
Very stylistic.
I'm trying to. You go over the top.
Well,
silly.
You know, I'll tell you her style. The ladies in the room.
Yeah.
They all have style.
Too. All the ladies in the place with style and grace.
But it's always been like that with male comics. They're always slobby. Like, I remember Adam Sandler and Catch a Rising Star.
Say that to Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, I'm not talking about him. But I remember Adam Sandler starting out, going up at the Catch a Rising Star.
Yep.
And Louis Ferrand is like, he's going to be a star. And I'm like, he looks like a fucking slob.
He's
like, no, mark my words, Goldie. And of course, he's a big fucking star.
Big star. Yeah, and you're on my podcast. And Louis told me I couldn't work there. Anyways,
he did not.
Louis Ferrand?
Yeah, why?
At Caroline?
Yeah, why?
No, I'm kidding. He didn't. It was just for the joke.
That was a funny joke, Robert. Everyone, wasn't that funny?
I mean, technically, if that was a joke, you do get the bomb, Dana, back.
Yeah. All right, listen.
We didn't think it was a joke. That's why we didn't shit on you for such a bad joke.
It really wasn't a joke. I was just joking.
Oh,
was,
all right. Well,
the joke was that I said it was a joke, but then she started screaming in my ear, so my nervous system shut down when Judy started laughing.
But you're wearing a nice shirt also,
Thank
we should
you.
Point out. I
it
thought it was a Ted Baker.
Top. Yeah, you look good today.
Thank you. I tried.
Yeah, you look
I didn't wear a jumpsuit from Dickies in a mechanic shop,
yeah,
but
very
I tried.
Strange.
Keith told the audience. Jumpsuits are in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we tell? Yes.
I was just going to say that Keith told the audience I dressed like a district attorney.
That's pretty good.
And it was so accurate. I was like, God
You
damn
really
it.
Do.
I really
blazer.
Do.
But not yeah. a not an old, like a
I don't
brand
think
new
so.
One.
He's a like, why does Rachel dress like a district attorney? I'm like, shit, he got me.
She really does. She dresses like she's in the court system.
Yeah.
It's funny because he's such a terrible dresser, but he says
who is this?
Keith Robinson.
Oh.
Yeah,
what other Keith do you know?
I didn't hear the word Keith.
Keith dresses like he's a retired starship lieutenant.
Yes! A lot of sweaters with stripes.
Yeah, sweaters with little zippers that go fucking diagonal.
Oh, that's funny.
He buys disgusting tops from Nigerian shops in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had a stroke.
Jesus
Jesus. I'm not good at this.
Right.
He's got to put the easy, he has to, you know, dress so it's easy to put on and all.
Mangrate product. I love Mangrate. I'm a
you
big
want a
griller.
Stroke.
Come on now. We got a Mangrate right here. I actually use this product myself. It's tailgating season, people. And Mangrate is the perfect gift this season. If you're looking to buy something for a guy or a girl, you have to say that now, but let's be honest, it's mainly guys.
I love grilling.
You don't have a grill.
I do so at
Where's
my house in Provincetown.
You have a house in Provincetown?
Yeah, wow. I'm a fucking lesbian.
Boy.
Well, this would be a great gift for yourself, Mangrate. Okay, gentlemen and women, don't settle for socks or some crappy other gift this year. Demand the Mangrate. I'm going to buy you one, Judy.
Okay, but what happened?
Like, I'm going to tell you right now. This is a read.
50% off. Judith, you're worth it. Do it for
oh
yourself.
Oh, my God. Look at that grill.
Look, you know the other one. You're always grilling. And you know you
want
to show off your grill skills.
Mm.
Right? The one and only 100% cast iron Mangrate is the perfect gift for any meat lover this season. Listen, for the perfect steakhouse taste, you need the Mangrate. Mangrate ensures juicy, tender meat with no flare-ups and perfect sear marks every single time, Judy. Mangrate delivers steakhouse quality flavors right at your home. Order now and get 50% off. That's nuts. That's the greatest offer ever.
You just put it on your grill?
50,
yeah,
that's
you put it right
so
on top.
That's it.
You put
right
it on
there.
Top?
Look. Hit the video.
Good, because my fucking, I hate that shitty grill thing.
50% off all Mangrate premium brushes and Mangrates at Mangrate.com. 50% off. That's crazy.
That's a lot.
It's a steal.
You see, when it comes to the grill, not all grates are equal. They're not all created equal. Each Mangrate is 8 pounds of raw cast iron, 100% American. God bless America. Nobody's kneeling here. Made... and designed to fit on top of a virtual any grill service. It fits on any grill. Your grill, my grill. My grill's probably bigger than your
grill. So
you put
it on top of that other grill.
Yes. You have a big grill?
And it's great.
It's pretty big. Very. You know what I grill a lot in the summer?
Yeah.
Swordfish.
Swordfish.
I make real. Really perfected it.
Here's the deal.
Fucking juicy.
The W is silent.
I'm going to actually get you this man grill. All you have to do is take it out of the box, set it on the existing grill, and cook away. Steaks, burgers, chicken. Fish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Whatever
you
want.
Grill a swordfish in the time it takes to do this wreath.
Whatever you're grilling, I assure you that the Mangrate will make you a winner every single time. So ask for the holiday season. Just ask for it. Ask for one.
Robert,
yes.
Can I have a Mangrate?
It's
for
done.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah,
Poppy?
Hanukkah.
Can I have a Mangrate, Poppy?
You can have two.
Yeah. Can I see your Mangrate?
Yes. Okay.
I bought my
what
dad one.
What size Mangrate do you have?
You buy them. They
XXL.
All come one size.
Yeah.
And right there, it's a great. I'm telling you, it is great because flare ups on a grill, and I grill a lot, are a pain in the ass.
I have flare ups all the time.
But not that type. Or buy, you can get it for somebody or buy it yourself to ensure you get at least one great gift that won't disappoint. Go to Mangrate.com right now. Get 50% off, dude.
That's more than half.
Of all grates and premium brushes, that's
it's
everything on the site.
It's not more than half.
I know. I'm kidding.
It's exactly half. There you go, guys. I'm going to get you a Mangrate.
That was exactly half the podcast.
I want a Mangrate.
We got the joke. I have to do this, okay?
I know.
Okay,
I'm joking.
Nice talking to you.
I love grilling.
But
Robert always has these parties, yeah. And then I find out, like, oh, hey,
Bing.
We're having a party in
he
3 hours.
He never invites me either.
Yeah,
that's true.
Afterwards always acts
all right,
like
we're
I
gonna,
want
to.
Bobby.
He
all right, here we go.
He did anything to me.
Never
stop,
been.
Stop, what? Stop, I told stop. You about it. You I could have been
stop.
There. What?
I'll get my, I'm gonna fucking burn you right now.
With a grate.
I'm going to burn you right now, Rach. Maybe take it back. I won't bring up the text message.
I am scared.
Let me bring up the text message.
Oh
from
boy.
The last time, two times you've rejected me.
No, but
two times.
Wow.
You said to me, "I never get invited." I said, "Rachel, anytime you come, I have a party. You're invited. Comp launch, fucking VIP. Anytime."
You
two
did
times,
say that, but
I invited
once,
you
Bobby,
twice,
and this
and
is
you
only because I love
me.
You and I'm in love with you.
I'm gonna reject. I love you. I invited you two times. I'll go to the.
Let's go to the text.
I'll go to the text.
I believe I have been invited, but I've also
and
the ones I've the missed.
Text.
Here's the thing. Let me just say this.
I've missed
the ones that you haven't. Invited me to only because we all hate ourselves. Those are the ones that I remember.
Here's
just
the,
like here's, so. Yes, you have invited me, and Bobby, you did say I had an open invitation. Although it's hard if you don't know the time and date.
But
you have.
That's crazy. I called her the last two times. I said, Rachel, party. She said I can't make it. And then one time you said you were coming, and I bought. Now you gotta know this. I go out and buy a hamburger for you. I buy a hot dog for you.
Right,
I buy a sausage for you, and I buy three. Make sure there's three
that.
Steak tips for you.
So I remember they were
so when you're invited, I add that. I have to add all this up because I can't buy all this stuff and only 10 people show up.
You'll eat it.
Okay, I will say this. I will say this. It may be that, you know, in the olden days when you used to wear the black leather jacket and you were like bad boy Bobby.
Yes, Bobby.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of came in town and you sort of rejected everybody like the Fonz and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This might be old feelings from
this
those
is old.
Days. It might be. I
love
be
you, Rachel, and you're invited.
You know I love
invite
you, too,
Bobby.
You're always. And Judy, you are invited. If I give you the invite, you can come. But don't just show up.
I feel like Judy
you know
was
what?
Pretending.
Go fuck yourself.
Judy, you know, I told you too. You have the open invite.
Thank
I've
you.
Given that to, and don't think that I give that out to anybody. There's certain people that bitched at me. For Patrice had this problem, you know.
Oh, yeah, diabetes.
He used to, he called me.
It's cured now.
Jesus Christ.
What?
He literally.
I'm looking on the bright side.
His anniversary is 2 days ago.
Oh, you just missed it. All right, 2 days ago.
Yeah,
so we're good.
Asshole.
We're back around. remember when, do you remember when Nick...
Can I finish this fucking thought?
I know, but you paused and it was a...
All right, you're right, go ahead.
Remember when Nick had a barbecue and then...
A barbecue?
A barbecue.
I thought he said baruch hu.
And
Jewish
then...
Jew.
Showed up with $400 of the Chinese food at a barbecue.
Did
that's
really?
What he brought to the barbecue.
That's funny.
Patrice. He brought like 7 bags of Chinese food. He's like, "Well, I brought food," and we're like, "You fucking idiot!"
I would say the first time we ever came to New York, all of us—me, Burr, Bob Marley, Dane, Patrice—we all came, and we were looking for shit to do, so we went to the movie theater to watch a movie up in Times Square. Patrice went and bought, I don't know, maybe $30 worth of Chinese food. Brought it a bag. He had to hug into the theater, sat in the seat, opened up this Chinese food. Everybody in the theater was like, do you smell Chinese food?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Are they selling Chinese food now? Everybody was miserable because it smelled so good. And he's sitting there eating it, and 10 minutes into the movie, you just hear a snap. His chair just snaps
no way.
Into the guy behind him, and he just went like this. And just started eating again. And watched this guy just sat there with Patrice in his lap the whole time.
That guy loved Chinese food.
Who doesn't?
It's really good for you, too.
Listen, here's the deal. He used to have the same problem. Colin got mad at Patrice. They got into a big fight over this.
And then Patrice's mommy had to help fix it. Didn't she have to come over?
This is the deal. He invited Colin one time. Mm-hmm. Colin said no. So he said, all right, fuck him. He's not going to come. So he never invited him again. And Colin called him back the next. When he didn't get invited, the next time he goes, why didn't you invite me? He goes, because you're going to say no. He goes, would you have come? He goes, no, I'm not coming to your barbecue, but I still get the invite, fuckface, because I'm your friend.
Uh-huh.
So that goes with certain people.
That's all
I
want to
see if I have ever.
You rejected me?
No, I just want to see.
You know, one time I just saw a text and I was like, I don't think I was on. And that thing, you haven't. I'm just saying. And it hurt because I thought, I want to be invited to Bad Boy Bobby's barbecues. He's a fucking bad boy and I want to get involved.
I'm saying this right now. Rachel, you are invited every single time.
Fuck yeah. Dear God, it happened today.
Do you want a notebook?
Let's see.
You can borrow my notebook and make a note and take it. And just
all right, I definitely got invited to.
Oh God, we have to go through.
Max's second birthday.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Max is 9.
That's it. That's the one.
And then I said thanks.
What'd you say? What are you laughing at?
You wrote. You sent me the invite.
Yeah.
I wrote. He's so cute. Thanks so much for the invite.
Yep.
For tonight.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you write like the last invite. I said, I was in a fucking show and had a matinee.
See, so she got 2 invites, rejected me both times. There comes a time where you go, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Guess what Robert Kelly wrote?
What?
This is why I love him.
Why?
Uh-oh. What if this is too private?
I'm
personal?
So sorry about your mother. How sweet was that?
Yeah, because I'm a good guy.
I know.
Aww. Yeah. I sent you some stuff too. I'd like
Rachel, yes. Rachel was lovely.
What'd she send you?
Some things.
She sent me
stuff. Why are you glomming on to my moment?
You know, there was a sadness to that, but I do want
to.
No,
but Rachel was very supportive.
Yeah, what the fuck? How did it become about her? It was about me and you.
Oh, right.
It was our thing.
I just started thinking about what a lovely person I am. And I couldn't stop myself. I'm sorry.
All right.
You are, though, Bobby. You are. You've said some kind things.
I'm a fucking great guy.
I think he's a great guy.
He is a sweetie. Oh,
to Bobby.
I mean,
Bobby married me.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was there.
Mark was there.
I was there.
I remember you.
Oh, what's that?
Man Great?
Oh, the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon? Why are you on it?
Oh, horrible show. Who would do it?
2 weeks I'm on.
Are you on in 2 weeks?
Oh, wow.
Hey. 2 weeks. September 21st.
All right.
Robert,
what are you going to wear?
I'm wearing this. Takes another swing.
Let's go suit shopping together. It'll be fun.
I'm not getting a suit. You're out of your fucking
mind.
Wear
a suit.
I'm not wearing a suit. I'm not a douche.
It's Fallon. It's the
Doesn't
Tonight
matter.
Show.
I'm not wearing
it's
a fucking
tonight
suit.
Show. You should wear a
suit.
No.
You should wear a suit.
Here's the fucking
just wear a jacket.
Wear a suit.
I don't fit in suits.
what are you talking about?
Wear belts. I'm not enhancing my fat. I'm fucking fluffing it away. Okay?
So
and therefore... Listen,
we got a weight loss challenge.
You know what? You got to dress who you are.
That's it.
No.
Every time I've dressed like somebody said,
I
bombed.
I agree. I used to when
Carson Daly bombed. Carson Daly 2 bombed.
That show stinks.
Jimmy Kimmel. Fuck. Jimmy Kimmel.
That might be your act.
I did a bunch.
Dress that up a little.
I did a bunch of Arsenios.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I gorilla. Did not. Gorilla. I did okay. But I hated what I wore.
Someone has to tell Gabby who that is. Hello, folks.
I went like this.
You don't know Arsenio Hall?
No.
He won the Apprentice.
Oh, my God. I want to fucking kill myself.
Gabby's 14 years old.
She's wearing a jumpsuit.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, wow.
Go Grease Lightning.
So she literally wasn't born when Arsenio was on TV.
I guess not.
Yeah, my son's 21.
Your son is very hot, by the way, Judith.
Oh, thank
really?
You.
Really?
If I said that, my whole career would be taken away.
He's 21. He's legal.
If I said that about somebody's daughter, my whole career would be taken away.
All right, so we're talking about this. when Henry has always been exceptionally handsome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he was He's in right. high school.
He's is this right. your sperm or is this a, how's this work? I'm just saying, like, is it
you
from
haven't
your,
earned it. Is you it have from not earned the right to say shit like that.
Come
me.
On.
You know,
shut
you know what I'm your, talking about.
No, yes.
Stop
no,
it.
I Surrogate, had.
Just answer the question. Is it no, your sperm?
No. It's Sharon, my ex, had Henry. I had Ben. Okay.
And he's the not attractive.
They're both,
no, ben
both
is so
very
hot.
Handsome okay. and aroused. I'm just
First
right.
of all.
Wait a minute.
But when Henry
aroused.
Rachel fell off her chair.
When Henry was in high school, I can't tell you how many mothers came up to me and was like, you know what?
Yeah, I'd fuck him.
If I, yeah.
Did really? He get the gay?
What?
Did he get the gay?
You can't get it.
Oh.
It's not a thing that she passes yeah. down. She doesn't have
but
it
that's right.
frozen
like
in. She has
that's,
it.
That's like an asshole thing
oh,
to say.
Hey, so
no,
sensitive.
He's not,
I've seen
not
somebody,
gay.
Little gays, frozen in ice cube trays and have given people the gay.
Uh-huh.
So don't let's not get
Henry
carried away.
Just actually last night we were talking on the phone.
I'm glad this is
and he said to me,
okay, my old ice cube tray joke didn't work
I'll
that well.
I'll never finish a
Sorry, go
No, go ahead.
It's fine. It's fine. He said to me last night, he said, like, I was at a bar once. I don't know. We were talking about sexual harassment and shit. Yeah. And so he's like, you know what? I was at a bar and some guy, I was came out of the bathroom and grabbed my ass and said, I'm gay and you're the hottest straight guy here.
Modi?
And and he was like, don't fucking grab my ass.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's not, you know, like,
were
he's
you?
So not homophobic.
Did you hear the,
like,
well, did you hear the Comedy Cellar podcast about when they did the Bo...
Guy Branum?
Guy Branum.
I got invited stupid, to that, but I didn't go.
Stupid Keith, couldn't. That old fucking oh, cocksucker.
What ignorance. What
he was
ignorance
just
didn't.
Outing every gay comic yeah. that's not out.
Yes, yes.
And they were like,
ho,
ho,
ho. They had to edit it. They had to go edit it.
But, you know, but they also missed one. They beeped it a bunch, but then they said the person's name. Later.
Louis Gomez.
Off air. I don't
Louis
want to be
J. Gomez, sorry. The J is for gay.
I know all the gays, don't I?
I don't know. But this old man was going, this what? One's gay. And, and they were like, guys, stop it. He was like, what about this one gay? That one gay? The he gay?
So dumb.
He is
so
the
dumb.
But, right.
Everybody, as watch his special, Winding Down on the Porch. And he's.
I believed you. I was like, oh, really? I haven't heard of that yet.
Watch his special From the Left.
But they bleep a bunch out, and then they say a bunch of first names still that are unbeeped.
I have to say something as a gay.
Okay, yes.
As an out gay for a long time. And as a man, half man.
A man great.
It upsets me the most that these people are in the fucking closet.
Right?
That's what pisses me off the most.
Come on, Green Bomb!
Come on, what?
Green Bomb.
Green Bomb.
Harrison Green Bomb.
Not gay.
Come on.
Oh,
buddy.
So
not gay.
Gay.
He's not gay.
Ah, from the horse's mouth.
I've tested it.
I'll tell
I
you
brought
right
him on
now.
The road. I brought him on the road for a week. I
can't
took
what? Tested.
And I got a one room with king bed.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You did not. Just
I
for the
walked
test?
I walked around naked.
Let me tell you something.
With it out the whole week long.
Gay guys.
He didn't
no gay guy
himself.
Is. Why do you think you're attractive?
Yeah, you turned him straight.
Oh, that was hurtful.
You straightened
you
him out.
You made him straight.
You scared
right,
him straight.
Norman.
Yeah.
Oh that was
scared
hurtful.
Straight.
This is a bomb bandana, but now it's a fucking tear bandana.
Why do you think you're like your body walking around?
It is just, it is
you made me a lesbian.
Okay, we both. We both have Muppet bodies, so let's fucking relax.
I work so hard on my body.
Well, what do you do to it?
Shut
you go
up.
To Build-A-Bear?
Rachel listen. Would like to say something, Robert.
Rachel, wasn't
Rachel,
good in
as
that
the
spin
prettiest
class?
Person in the room, go ahead.
You Rachel.
You're great in that spin
yeah,
class.
Yeah, see, I'm good. I really work out. And Rachel's, shut the fuck up.
You just told me that I am
but
not.
But you're saying to me, you're saying to us, oh, I walked around naked in front of Harrison,
right.
So I know. It's like, well, it is
first
not.
Of,
no, you're
first
not
of all,
the
listen,
first. They're
listen,
not, no.
Screamer. Yeah. Don't ever do this again, because what happens under your arms freaks me out, okay? I just got hypnotized.
Listen, her thighs are rock hard.
Okay,
listen,
look at your fucking body. Look at your fucking body and you're criticizing
listen to
mine.
Me.
Holy
no.
shit.
I cover my arms. Listen. Listen. Judy.
What?
I don't. I didn't.
Like
re-
my arms.
No, you get
yeah.
great arms. You actually do have
good
nice
try.
Arms.
I feel like people are getting hurt here. Let's go back to the fact that you should yeah. be wearing a suit on the Tonight Show.
Listen.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to that.
No,
but first
you should
of all,
wear what you're comfortable with.
Shut up.
Wife beater.
But it should be new.
And you shut up and. Rachel, you are sweet. Listen.
We still need to hear what Rachel had to say.
I'm going
to
get to it. I want to say something.
Please.
On my fucking show with my I have the better microphone.
Who's screaming?
Stop
listen,
jiggling.
Judy.
We're talking about the gays. Let's go back
listen,
to the gays and that are not
I
out.
I
want to
say this. I did not fucking, you talking like I really took Harrison on the road with me, and that was a joke. I never took him anywhere. It was a fucking joke.
Yeah, I never thought he worked with you. Don't.
Yeah, it's a weird pairing.
Hey, I just don't want that out there.
Can I just say, as the voice of gay, as the voice of gay, the fact that people hide.
That's exactly what the voice of gay, I thought would sound like, by the way.
The voice of gay.
Go ahead.
As the voice of gay, I just have to say that. No, it's just really upsetting to me. I came out so many years ago, 20-something years ago.
When it was hard to come out.
When it was bad. I had to. I had kids. I was never going to go on stage and be like.
Did you really have to come out?
Were you before Ellen?
Yes.
Wow.
Before
it's
Ellen.
It's pretty amazing, though, and to be on the road as, you know, I can't even imagine.
It was harder as a Jew, I have to say. I got more.
You told people you were a Jew, too?
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, did it have an effect on your career? But it definitely had an effect.
You think
this
so?
Lesbian, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And people telling, yeah, because I was like on sitcoms. Because
that person.
That's tough.
And
double
then
win.
I was like, I can't, what kind of lesson is it to my children if I'm like, I don't talk about you on stage or,
Can I ask you a question, though? Now, you say that you have, because if you say I'm a lesbian out in the open, they start casting you as a lesbian, but.
But it's also all.
Let me ask a question before you fucking talk. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you want?
No, I don't. What if they started casting? I wanted to write. I'm a comic. I'm not a comic who does it to get something else.
But here's the question.
I wanted to write about my family. That's
But what I'm saying is, if they cast you as Ellen had to date men and play these, had to play a woman who liked men because she wasn't out. But if she said, hey, I'm a lesbian, then she could do a show about being a lesbian.
No, she couldn't. No one wanted lesbians on television.
They canceled
it. That's not true. It got canceled.
Can I add something as Judy's emotional representative?
Thank
what
you.
I think, Judith.
Good luck.
And I love that she calls me Judith. Go ahead.
What I think as her E-rep.
Yeah, because she dresses like
but
a
it's
DA.
Not just that I think, and I have no qualifications to discuss this part, but what I think you might be saying, and tell me if I'm wrong or right, is that when you talk about it, they make it your whole identity, especially at that time, and that's it. They can't see past that or around that. And she's saying she wanted to have her own diverse comedic talk about all the things she wanted to talk
that makes
about.
Sense, Rachel.
She didn't want to just be screaming.
Thank you, Rachel.
Right. And I
thank you, Rachel, for saying it in
a
sexier voice.
But I didn't want to cast. I didn't want to be cast as I just wanted to be cast as any other actor's cast. Right. But you know, I have worked. I had a lot of friends die in the AIDS crisis. Mm-hmm. I've seen the community come together.
I wish me and my friends were during that crisis.
But no. But you know, look at you. You're 23.
Friends.
I was your age, and my friends were dying, and it was like a normal thing. Like, right. Oh, he's going to die. He's going to die.
Yeah.
It was a horrible time. But also, the fact that we fought and fought and fought,
right.
And now these people are like, I'm not going to tell people I'm gay. The fact that you think there's something wrong with
good
it.
Good point.
But nobody cares anymore either, though.
But
if you said,
obviously then why they
hide
care.
It?
Yeah.
Then why
yeah, but
hide
I'm
it?
Saying this. I don't think anybody cares. I
That's
think being,
not true.
Who cares?
They care, obviously.
But I'm talking about the reason people evolved. Were scared
Bobby's
about
saying
it.
The general public.
Nobody cares about. We've seen gay. Gays everywhere. Nobody cares about gay anymore.
But you know what?
God
you don't
cares.
Live as a gay, so you don't know that.
You
That's
don't,
not
you
true.
Don't know that.
That's true.
No,
but it's,
Joe?
It is a... It is
Bobby
a,
and I fucked. That's why I had him marry us, so I could be part of my...
Yeah, it was a double thing.
Oh, clever.
It was a double entendre?
I'd have sex with you.
I would fuck you.
Yeah.
I've seen you cock.
I'd like to blow Bailey J. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
I'll watch you blow her.
Great.
I'll
come on your back.
Well, you have to come on my back.
That's
you have to disrespect me. You can come on my front or ask me where I want it.
I
want
to
have
know
some
the
respect
gays
for me.
That wouldn't
Joe, have
you
some
know
respect.
Who they are?
Yes.
You
I'll
my
write it to him.
Yeah. Right. Or jizz on the geek glasses.
Rachel, what were you
And I don't out people, by the way. I don't, but I really.
But you ask us to.
No, I just don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I really don't understand it.
Why is the Jew harder?
Really?
That's the person who was named even after the beep. People could still figure it out.
Did they name another one? He named another one.
They beeped. Yeah. But then, like, 2 minutes later, they say the first name two more times, non-beeped.
Keith?
What about,
Yes, I think Keith.
Oh, jeez.
And a couple other people.
Rachel, what were you talking about?
I was going to make a point that's no longer valid. I was
no,
just
remember that joke you had
valid.
35 minutes ago that we couldn't get out?
I was just going to say that because I did
what
believe
about?
The scenario, the preposterous scenario that you had.
That I went with
Yeah, that you had. Wait, which comic was it again?
Harrison
Greenbaum. Yeah, Harrison Greenbaum.
Oh,
and that you were in, and you shared a room in naked. And you just walked around wildly naked all the time. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't question Eddie Stubb. I'm like, of course, Bobby did this.
Yeah.
And then I was going to say that, and I was going to.
My wife just approved. I told her it was a scientific experiment that I had to be done for the comedy community. I told my son I'll be back in a week.
The thing is, I believe everything if it's said in a reasonable voice. Yeah. I do.
Did he come out?
But I was going to say that you can't test whether somebody's gay by just inserting yourself inside of them and deciding whether they enjoy it. But I realized that you didn't. The premise wasn't based in any truth.
Not at all.
But I would like to say that I got, and this has nothing to do with anything anyone's saying, but I got locked out of my place today, or locked into my apartment today, and all these firemen came over to get me out, and why I'm late. Yeah, and it was speaking. Yeah, I know.
So hot. Bunch of firemen coming in.
How do you get locked into your apartment? Okay,
the doorknob breaks.
The doorknob wasn't working. And I was like, I kept messing with it. And it wouldn't open. It wouldn't open. And so I called my boyfriend, and he's a captain.
I love him.
So he was like, I'll just tell the guys to come over and let you in. So like five firemen came in and broke
down my door.
Your boyfriend
is a fire guy?
Yeah. He's
high up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. High up.
So he sent five firemen over. To come, like, and first of all, it did feel like a moron, though, even though I was locked in because I couldn't do the door. It's just such a stupid scenario.
Damsel-y.
You're locked in. It's so dumb. And
did they know who your boyfriend was?
Because he told them. He just told them, and they were there in, like, 3 minutes. Wow. He was like, I'll call him, you know? It was a very hot situation.
Yeah. Might be bad also because that happened.
Wait, were they all good looking?
Yeah, they were, like, really,
it's really
good
looking. Guys, just FYI, I'm sorry. Every once in a while, you're going to hear a soft voice come on, like a little bit, and he's going to have a joke.
I forgot you were here.
It's just so mushy.
Yeah, what did you say, Mike?
I said five people died because of her accident, but that's fine.
Oh, that's funny.
It was.
You should project that.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
That he does. He says a lot of funny stuff.
Soft
nobody hears it ever.
Yeah, you're the joke whisperer.
He's been doing comedy for 30 years.
I know, Mike. We go back. Are you working together in San Antonio?
Yeah, but he's not. He's MC.
He's so cute, isn't he?
That poor
so handsome.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Go to Two Brothers.
Sweet face.
Who are you looking at?
I don't know.
That sweet face. He has happy eyes. Look at him.
One thing you got to say about him, good at taking a compliment.
Yes, you featured me in San Antonio.
Cutie, he looks like he's allergic to seafood and he just had a fucking ceviche.
A ceviche?
Harrison would go for him, definitely.
I say
if he walked around in front of Harrison, I'm telling you right now.
You're a bear.
Guys, I got to do another read real quick.
No.
Mexican bear.
Is Modi out?
Will you help me through this bear? Through this read?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Listen, I got to do this read. Do I need to turn your mics off?
Sir.
God, you
Don't
guys.
Apologize to him.
Rachel is the only one that behaves herself. And Joe.
Thank you, Bob.
And Mike. Where are you going? Okay.
I remember when you were skinny.
Guy's huge.
And young.
I remember when you were skinny and you had short hair.
Yeah.
When you did the movie thing.
Oh my God, I love that job.
I love watching it. It's so funny.
10 years I did that.
Baby,
job.
I used to watch you on HBO all the time and I was attracted to you.
Really?
Yeah, because
I had a lot of guys attracted to
you. You have Barbara Streisand lips.
Oh yeah, Babs.
Yeah,
you got Bab lips.
Lips are very beautiful.
You got nice lips.
Do you think
lips?
I'm fat now?
No,
I'm
I don't. I think
so
I think you look great.
Thanks.
But you call me fat, I have to call you fat. That's
well,
the
you
fat.
Are fat.
But you're fat, too.
I'm not that fat.
But you're not as fat as me, but you're up there.
I am?
This is a
no, you're not.
Am I
you're
up
not.
There?
No, you look beautiful.
She would
very great
She
lips.
Would never be honest with you. I'm telling
that's
you
true.
Right now, you're chubby.
I am?
No,
that's
you're crazy.
Not. I'm saying that because you called me fat.
No.
I would never even say that. You look
All right,
great.
You're skinny.
Thank you. You look
great. Come on now.
You look awesome.
What are we doing?
You're emaciated.
You're the best.
Have you eaten today?
You're the best I've ever seen you look. You're so attractive right now. I wish you were into dudes. Because
right.
I would do my hardest to court you.
Court. Shut up. Go.
Yeah, court.
Nice.
I do believe
Food
that.
Court.
Yeah.
Food court you.
I used to love you on HBO. I don't know if
Thank
you guys
you.
Remember this.
What was the show?
It was at
the Multiplex with Judy Gold.
At the Multiplex, she would get people coming out of the movies. But she was so funny because she would just sometimes attack people. Like, they'd come
that.
Up and be like.
I wrote all the questions before.
It was so good. Such a, I don't know why.
10 years,
they
baby.
Don't do that again with somebody else because it would be a great show for movies.
With someone else?
Uh-oh.
Like one of your sons.
This is one of our more hurtful episodes. And very subtly.
Wow.
Everyone's been subtly hurtful.
Subtly.
Great.
I,
it's great.
Everybody.
Do you think I need to get like a
No, you don't. No. Hey, baby, listen
they
to
what you're doing.
All the comics have facelifts.
I'm so sorry.
I heard that everyone's doing Botox. Young women, yeah. like women
it's
in their 30s are Botox.
I haven't done anything.
I know, it's and the crazy. Old ones are the ones who need it.
DeepDiscount.com is a great site to get
Is that it?
To get hard to find gifts at a really great price. I'm trying to give my fans stuff that they can buy for Christmas presents.
Our fans.
Our
I'd
fans.
I'd like to be considered part of
you
the
are.
Show.
You are. Joe, you are one of the regs. Rachel, you're part two.
Thanks.
What about?
Can I be part three?
You're part three.
All right.
And you're part four and five. Listen, put your phone down. Help me with this, Judy.
I was just looking at your nasty text. Go ahead.
What, my text?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It said, you're not in love with me anymore.
Aww.
But I think it's an old one.
Okay, deepdiscount.com has the site to get hard-to-find gifts at a really great price, too. Don't fast-forward on this either. Listen
What's a
to
hard-to-find
this.
Gift?
A hard-to-find gift, a movie that you love that you can't find. Scroll down.
What about
Slaughter High.
Oh, yeah, that's
a great
good.
Good time. Mm-hmm. Whiskey Glory. You'd never see that movie.
No.
You'd never see it.
It's but not Whiskey Glory.
I'll tell you right
galore.
Now. Sorry. What I say?
It's not even close.
Whiskey Glory.
Listen, that's the other movie. It's harder to find.
Yeah.
Well, Doc Martin's Whiskey. A real guy.
I'll tell you this. Doc Martin, that show is a BBC show, and it was a great show.
It was?
Yeah,
they
I love it.
Doc
You're
Martins.
Never going to find the movie Justice League anywhere but here.
No,
I like
it.
Schumann's String Quartets, Opus 41.
It's the soundtrack. Mm. Here's the deal. Everything is on sale right now at even lower prices, so you can get a cool gift and save money, too. Tens of thousands of items, classic TV shows, complete series, new TV shows, too. So many movie choices on this thing. There's tons of music. Everything's on it. DeepDiscount.com. Last-minute gift sale. Order now and get great gifts, great prices right here at your fingertips. Go to DeepDiscount.com. Just click on the logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Make your holiday shopping experience easier and save money, too. You'll find something for everyone on your list. And, of course, listen, be good to yourself. Grab a few things for your of your favorites.
Oh, My Journey Through French Cinema. It's a great movie.
I tell you, The Preacher was a good movie, too. I do like Driftwood. I would never get that movie.
Preacher's a
I'll
TV
buy it.
Yeah, it's a TV series. Yeah.
But do people watch DVDs anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Just David Tell.
Deep
but
discount.
You know,
I love DVDs, but you can also get good music on it.
But you can't. You have to get, like, if you have a Mac now, you have to get a, you know, an extension thing.
Trying to sell some product here.
Listen, go to Deep Discount.
Oh, right, sorry.
You'll find
your Pearl Jam. Look at that.
They do. They have a bunch of...
Hangover Square. I want to see that.
Mm.
I would see that movie, though.
You Dude. Would?
Yes, I would buy that movie and watch it, because I like watching shit you'd never watch.
Yeah.
I bought so many movies off of here that...
Speaking of which, this is live streaming right now.
Live streaming right now. You'll find new releases, too, like Kingsman, The Golden Circle. Gotta love the Kingsman movie. You gotta love it. And this time, UK spies join forces with the U.S. soldiers, dude, to defeat a common enemy. Mm-hmm. Get your copy now for a great price. DVD, Blu-ray, right now. There's even a limited edition LP available. Just click the deepdiscount.com logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors and be good to yourself. Buy your favorites and watch them when you want, Judy. And check it out now.
Yes.
Thank you, Deep Discount.
Thanks, right. Deep Discount.
Have you guys seen The Darkest Hour?
Love you, babe.
Gary
Love
Oldman.
You, Disc.
It is... Look at that. Star Wars is up there, too. U2's up there. You can get a bunch of stuff. Judy, go there. Use my code.
What is it? What's your code?
You just go to Robert Kelly Live. You go right now. Go to Robert Kelly Live. Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's it.
And then I masturbate.
No, you don't masturbate.
Yeah,
stop saying masturbate.
Whiskey Glory is
masturbate.
Don't say masturbate. Stop saying it in the ad.
Masturbate.
In the ad. Why am I turned into a fucking English guy?
All right.
Anyways, yeah, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on. I was talking to Judy the other day, and you were actually getting mad at all this stuff at this point, which I found interesting. I thought you would go another way, but we were talking about it. You were actually, I would say.
Here's the thing.
The Louis thing you were talking about.
I was talking about the Louis thing. Which I have met, it wasn't good what he did. Not good.
No.
Should everything he's ever done be taken off of? No.
Here, here.
I thought you were like, yes.
Why? Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that our president,
yeah.
is a fucking predator, fucking asshole, rapist. Mm-hmm. And he's still president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Louis apologized, mm-hmm. admitted it.
The thing that was interesting that you said, though, is that you were like, he put so many women to
That's
work.
That's what I said.
Yes. And in power. And I was like, oh.
Like, he did a shitty thing, and it was shitty, and it was wrong. Yeah. And yes, he should probably take a break and take a little, like, okay, I got to fucking get my shit together. Huh. But the head of his production company, woman.
Yeah. Blair. Amazing woman.
Pam.
Amazing. I mean.
His assistant.
He was one of the guys that was, I always felt like he gave women jobs.
Oh, yeah.
In this business.
Right.
Yeah. Rachel?
It's hard to even
He
begin.
Gave you a job?
What's that?
She opened quite a bit.
Oh, you
yes.
opened for him?
Yeah.
He never did anything?
No.
That pause was weird.
No, I mean, he definitely did not do anything.
It's just,
anything
I feel like he's the
me.
Poster boy.
Yeah.
And there's so many more, there's other horrible, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get shit, but, you know, we got to start putting things into perspective. It's horrible. It should stop. This shit should stop.
Yeah.
Like Al Franken, he is an advocate for women. He is.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at him sexually assaulting you.
Mark,
while
stop it.
She's fucking trying
to. No, but
it's
true.
Fondling
it's,
Judith.
It's,
I don't
so,
allow.
Shoulder.
I have That's been a, in this business longer than all of you, and I have seen a lot of penises that I didn't want to see.
Is
I've,
that right?
I, yeah.
But that's
I mean,
every
I've,
penis
I've
for
dealt
you.
With a lot of this shit. And
I've seen
stuff.
Dicks I don't want to see. Joe, every time we FaceTime, has his dick out.
I've sexually
true?
Assaulted
right.
Robert
yes.
many times.
Yes.
You really have your dick
Literally.
Out?
Literally.
I don't have it out. I'll have it out because that's how I'm having a conversation. Then I'll tilt the phone down a little bit lazily, and then my dick appears, and it's funny.
He'll
That's
send
funny.
Me a photo, a but his dick's in
gross.
It. But it's in a puzzle way. Like it's just a regular photo, and all of a sudden you look closer, and his fucking cock is in a mirror in a cup that reflects into the thing.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, well, first of all, sexual harassment is evident and evident. It's a horrible thing. But it's funny to have a Skype conversation and then you stand up at the end of it and you've been naked the whole time. That's funny.
Of course.
If it's with a man who you think is funny.
That's gold.
I
wouldn't
like,
do that to a woman. I wouldn't do that to one of you. Rachel, I don't show you my penis, but Bobby, seeing my penis is hilarious.
I don't like it and I'm offended by it.
All right,
I'll
stop. You've sent me pictures of your poo. That's more offensive than
you
a
have?
Penis.
Gross.
I was sick.
Tons
I needed his advice.
My dick is sick. I have herpes and
HPV.
Why
would you need Joe List's advice?
Because it was white.
That's
it
our Joe
White.
Dick. I say,
it was
hey,
albino.
White
oh, poo.
My God. You took a pictures
wow.
of your shit?
Advice is
All
such
the
a
time.
Funny word.
Right,
listen, like, how is Joe saying? How is Joe going to guide
right,
you?
One was for advice. One, I shit a perfect capital Q.
All right. That I have like, to say something.
The odds of that are nuts.
There are some shits that I've wanted to document.
Yes. You can send me your shit anytime.
Yeah. I mean, I've had like Ugh. Over a foot long with.
Whoa.
And
that's why I showed him my dick.
And it looks like my intestine. It comes out.
Oh,
like,
God.
And I'm so proud of that.
Why? How could you avoid in this with having a fucking 12 megapixel in your pocket? In your hand, why shit, and you take a 12-foot coiled
right.
poop and you not take a photo, you're a better man than me or a better woman than me.
Right.
I don't
Person.
Have it in me.
Person.
I don't care if fucking Jesus was in the room with me. I'd be like, JC, 1 second. And I'd be like, dude, check that out. Thank you.
Bobby,
thank
do you him. Really not like seeing my dick as a joke?
I like it.
Thank you, Mark.
Will you show him too?
I think
I never
it's a funny.
My dick.
I think it's
I'm waiting.
Funny.
It's pretty funny.
Here's what I don't. Here's what I don't
mean,
like.
I mean, it would be bad if you were Skyping your therapist.
Here's what I don't yeah. like. Here's what I don't like is when you put it in a dick puzzle. I don't like the dick puzzles.
It's shaped
but that's
like a
even
puzzle.
Funnier.
I would rather
because then you show other people, then you don't realize, and then someone else has to go. That's his dick's out.
What's the? Here's the thing, and you never let Rachel finish her thought.
Oh,
Rachel. But I also.
Else.
I think
oh,
it was
you didn't.
I think
you just have.
I think it was you.
Your mixed feelings. You
What's
have
that?
Mixed feelings about Louis.
I mean, personally, obviously, he didn't do any of those things to me, you right. know, so that was my personal experience with Louis.
I think a lot of women are just scared to say what they really think because of the backlash from other women.
You know what? I have to say that Harvey Weinstein deserves to be in jail.
Sure.
I mean, he's a fucking asshole.
Yes.
But he's out having brunch.
Right. Kevin Spacey. Yeah. I knew. I mean, I knew about Bill
about
Cosby.
Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Everyone knew he was a fucking predator, boys.
Oh, I
you
know.
Know
that. Wow.
I just thought he was gay. I know. I have a couple friends of mine that had things with him. And I was like, oh, all right. That's not, it's
right.
It was just, you know, all right. He just likes dudes, whatever. It's like John Travolta has all these massage parlor things. It's not creepy. I mean, it's just him getting a massage and he's trying to see if the guy's into.
Look, if, like, I love that Charlie Rose, okay, is being replaced by Christiane Amanpour. No.
Who's that?
You don't know Christiane Amanpour?
Yeah, she's a
British journalist.
British journalist. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's fucking.
She's unbelievable. It actually, she'd be. She. It's pretty cool that she's doing that.
He
now.
Was never a good interview. I always hated.
I thought
interviewing.
He was kind of a drip.
Yes,
but also,
big drip.
And I think he pretended to care. He pretended to care. There. So he had just a
she's
general
fucking
caring
amazing.
Voice.
Amazing. Uh-huh. She is amazing. She's so smart.
She is fascinating. Yeah. She's really interesting.
Yeah.
I always felt.
But
for
who,
him,
why
like,
does he? You like. All right. Sorry. But he's walking around with his. Dick hanging? Like, what the fuck is that? Why do you think people want to see your dick?
First of all, talk to him, not me. I've never done it.
Well, I don't think you want to see my dick. I think it's a funny joke.
That's why
I've been doing a different thing than what they're doing.
Joe, I get that. I'm just saying, like, why do people, like, you take out your dick and you start masturbating in front of someone who obviously doesn't want to be there? What? How?
I'll tell you what it is if you really want to
know. It's a power thing. What?
I think it's because dicks are so weird and so gross and women never want to see them. That if you pull it out and they have to accept it,
stop.
It feels good.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, that's
Rachel,
go.
You, as soon as he said that, you were like, what?
It was just so confused.
Is that true? Rachel.
I have a theory.
Rachel.
I'm not one of these. I'm putting my mind in their mind.
Rachel, as one of the only three people in this room that like penis or like had penis, is okay with penis. Is that true? Do girls hate
you
dick?
Say it like it's cod. You've
no,
had it.
I don't.
Like it.
I don't hate dick. No, but I don't. I'm not like wanting to watch a guy masturbate. Like a comic recently told me that that if a girl doesn't want to hook up and they're hooking up, not like something inappropriate, but that he, you know, they make out, but she doesn't want to go further. That he likes to lay there and jerk off, hoping that she gets jealous.
That's what I'm saying. We want you to like it.
But my point is not that. Yeah. My point is that. That he thinks that the girl's gonna like suddenly get jealous of his hand on his dumb
well,
dick.
That's crazy.
And this isn't a comic doing something out of line or at work. Like they're hooking up, but then you start, you know. But I just think that's such a ludicrous idea. Yeah. I don't think, you know, dick. I'm not like I don't get upset when I see a dick. I enjoy this. I don't want to finish that sentence,
please.
But you know what I mean.
We need to Skype.
I have no interest whatsoever.
But I don't have that. I think some girls may get turned on by the person they're involved with, you know, doing that. But I don't personally want to sit there and watch my boyfriend
We have three different generations.
I don't dislike his dick. I enjoy
it. Well, yeah. But
there's nothing hot about jerking off.
We have three different generations, though, of women comedians. You, and now your generation.
Yeah,
is it not? I mean, you can't fuck around at all. Are you guys still being inappropriate with each other as comics?
What
or
do you mean?
Like, all right, you sit at the table, Rachel. Yeah. I mean, we're inappropriate with everybody. Doesn't matter. There's no gender at the table. There's no gender when we're all hanging out. We kind of smash
everybody
each
other. Everybody trashes each other, and all kinds of unspeakable things are said.
Unspeakable shit.
Yes, yeah.
And some of the women say. The most unspeakable shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they all go at it.
I'll say funny. It's all in the name of funny.
Sure.
But does your generation can you do that anymore? Is that?
I think people still fuck with each other, but it's definitely more careful. People are a little more
that's
so
annoying.
That part bothers me. That level with words. When it gets to the word stuff where you can't ironically say something to somebody you love without it taken out of context.
Oh, I can't take it anymore.
I can't deal with that because that's how people have dealt with pain also throughout time.
Yes.
Horrible things happen to people and you make jokes about it and you say all kinds of shit. Mm. Like, you know, like but when I remember like when... My, you know, people in my family, that's how they dealt with like, or, you know, my people dealt with the Holocaust that way. People, horrible, unspeakable things happen.
It's a coping mechanism.
It's a coping mechanism. And it's like crazy shit was said to all of us our whole lives. So if we say it to each other and we don't give a shit and it's this big circle where everybody fucks with each other and uses the ridiculous things that were said.
But it's
also like that Al Franken picture. How many times?
Oh, that's crazy. Come on.
Someone, like, fake touched my tit. Like, who cares?
Yes, he was mugging for the camera.
Right.
It's all a joke.
And you look at all the other video of her. She's a right wing. I fucking do not believe her.
Sing it, sister.
I think you're right, but I got no, a screaming match with my therapist today.
Alan? Really?
Screaming match.
Is it a female therapist?
No.
Oh.
Because I just, he was saying that it's the way, the tide of where we're at right now, and Louis or these people are getting caught in this tide, and that's just the way it has to be. And I don't think so. I think people can say, you know, hey, that's not right.
No, I think that you can't have working conditions where women, and there's a lot of, I think the culture has to change. Like a lot of women have left their jobs because they're so fucking uncomfortable.
Absolutely, but that's not, absolutely, but you can't just fucking take every single encounter and lump it under fucking Harvey Weinstein.
That's correct.
Outcomes.
Right.
The punishment can't be one punishment.
But Matt Lauer,
for all this shit,
he should be
fucking
the fuck out.
Absolutely.
He's a fucking asshole.
But also too, it should happen. But these people should have your day in court where, look at this is what happened. Boom, 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 and these women should do what they
but
need
also,
to do to these guys.
Why?
To
do
take
we...
them out.
Okay. Also. Why do they focus on what the woman did, how she reacted, instead of the initial behavior? That's what pisses me off. No one wins by telling the story, you know? Like the Roy Moore accusers. I'm guarantee you that he's a fucking pedophile piece of shit.
Who?
The Roy Moore accusers.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, why is it that you discredit, you want to know why.
Stop saying you and looking at me. Look around the room.
General.
So
why
people
do people
don't just come
people,
across as
the problem is they discredit the women. Even the Dustin Hoffman thing with John Oliver last night.
What happened? I didn't see that. What happened?
Do you guys read the fucking newspaper?
Not when you're around.
Okay. So John Oliver did a panel for...
John Voight.
No, John Oliver.
That's hilarious.
Did a panel
let's
for
watch
Wag
Midnight Cowboy.
The 20 Years of Wag the Dog. And he approached Dustin Hoffman about his sexual harassment, and he got pissed off, and he's like, well, that's not the way it happened. That's, you know, it happened. Multiple people said it happened. Why can't you just admit it and say, well, I was a fucking asshole? John Oliver was great.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question though. Is anybody in this have you ever been over the line? Have you ever done inappropriate shit as a woman? Have
to,
you ever,
to
man
another woman
or
another, a man?
Another woman, yeah. Have you ever done anything where you're like, oh, shit, that was fuck? Have you ever said anything?
Oh, I'm sure.
You ever said anything that would be like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that?
I've said insane, unspeakable things.
Oh, my God.
To everybody I love, and I would say them again because they know where it's coming from. It's ridiculous.
Right. Oh, please. Of course.
Right. Tuesdays with stories every Tuesday.
I get emails from people all the time with these, like, you know, these long emails about you said this, or they take some. And there's even jokes that I made years ago that I wouldn't make now because you're just like, oh, that wasn't
cool. I got people writing to me about Colin touching my breast all the time. He did it on
Tough Crowd.
Yeah. And
what do you say? Well, what do you say to that?
I let him.
Yeah,
I let
times.
Him. I allowed him to do that. It's
but
none of your fucking business.
But would I
do that now?
But those
no,
people would love to take him out. They would love to make that big and take him out. Absolutely.
That's
if
what
that
it is.
Got steam, you could get something on anybody if you really wanted to.
Right. But it's also. I feel like you're mixing it all together. It's like, there's a line that has to be drawn, you know? I think as comics, we don't have boundaries and we have to, you know.
I think
rape
that.
And unwanted, you know.
Groping and.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You should know that.
Touching somebody, yeah. Great. But asking, hey, can I jerk off in front of you? No. Okay, I'll see you later.
Right.
That's a different fucking thing in my book.
I agree.
And I'll stand by that, and you can attack me. You can fucking hate me. I don't give a fuck. In my eyes, that's a different fucking thing, and you don't deserve to have it all taken away.
Okay.
I agree.
But I also feel bad for the waitresses and the housekeepers and the... You know
what?
Yeah, these
well,
women.
She's pointing out that it doesn't just happen.
There's women without power.
What
with
she's
shitty
saying is that.
Jobs.
Hang on, stop yelling.
What she's saying is that.
Thank you, Rachel.
As her emotional
can
representative.
Can you let your lawyer talk for you, please?
Go ahead,
as
Rachel.
As her E-Rep, Judith really feels. No, but that these kinds of situations, you know, groping and all kinds of shit that happens to women, they don't just happen in the celebrity circuit. So right now, there are all these celebrities that are coming out, and then it's finally coming. Different things are coming
to
light.
It's great.
And then so that maybe. people can clean up their act and cut the shit.
Yes, it's
great. What Judy's saying is that, and then there's these other classes of people that these things are still happening to, who don't have the same like voice and spotlight and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're weak people.
They need their whole job. I'm kidding. They need their jobs,
relax,
you know?
Before you guys fucking throw shit.
I know.
I'm kidding.
If somebody says something in a reasonable voice, I'll believe anything. Yeah, I admit it.
It's funny, though, because if you even, I joke like that, and you literally, what the fuck? That's in real life, that happens, right, and they don't get the joke.
Right, but I just stopped myself.
No, because
but
you're also, funny. You're
part
a comedian.
Of it, it's a weird connection, though, because it's like, yeah, there's like, sexual harassment and misogyny clearly is like is an epidemic and has been for 50 years. Yeah. I told this story. Maybe
one second. Can you go get me a cup of coffee with two sugars and cream? Right, it's right over there. Just make it, hon. Go ahead. What were you saying? Babe, like, just the two sugars. Go ahead. What are you saying?
My wife, she'll tell me, I think I already said this on the show before, but like she'll tell a story where she doesn't even realize she's telling a story about sexual harassment because it happens so often. My wife, she'll just be telling a story. She's like, oh yeah, this thing, I forgot about this thing that happened 9 years ago. This guy did that. And I'm like, that's fucking horrible. Right. So women are having it happen so often,
now,
they don't even understand.
I've told
they don't
tales,
even like,
and then afterwards people have been like, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, they don't even realize. But can I just get my quick point out?
I'm
and then
sorry,
go bananas.
Joe, please, go ahead.
So it's obviously an epidemic, and it has to change, and it's like a problem. But how is that connected to, like, Louis has been erased from FX? There's no history of being on FX. How is that related to women, a dental hygienist being harassed by a dentist? Those aren't connected to me, where it's like, he's no longer on HBO. He just lost $50 million, and you're like, that's unfair. Well, because women...
What?
Homeless women get raped.
Because
you're
in
like,
this culture, all we give a shit about are famous people. That's it. That's why Trump
That's
is the fucking president of the United
it's
States.
It's this weird.
I want to see the movie. Hashtag, what? I want to see his movie. Hashtag,
Who?
I want to see
Louis.
I don't understand. He's a fucking, he came out.
Look, Woody Allen. Okay. Let me just say something about Woody Allen. And I have worked with Woody Allen.
Oh, really?
Because I don't have the, you know. I can't say no. I'm not going to be doing that. Sorry, I don't believe it. No, I can't do that.
Why?
I have to work.
And it's Woody Allen.
But, you know, when I think about him and Soon Yi, that's like my girlfriend Elisa marrying Henry, my son.
It's hot.
Bobby, inappropriate.
It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, cool. he's how old is he? 16. It's okay.
I mean, he raised her. He was her stepfather. It's disgusting.
I mean, that how
she was sitting
but
on
how
his
old?
Lap at Knicks games.
Look, we all discussed that pubes are the cutoff.
What does that
if
mean?
If you raise a child as their stepfather,
I'm why are you treating me like I'm a news?
You switch personas too quickly.
Yeah,
I guess
it's called. I'm fucking kidding. I mean, it's
and
the,
to
the logo.
Question,
some people
is
very
that
adamantly argue
the conversation.
That he had a right to do that because it wasn't technical. People actually make this argument. You know,
what's
like,
the right?
People try to say that because he hadn't. You know, he didn't.
He wasn't blood related.
That it was okay that he groomed her and
okay,
began molesting her.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Okay, so if he called you today, Rachel, if Woody Allen called you today, I saw your stand up, I really like it, and I'd like you to be in my next movie.
It's a great Capote.
Thank you.
That was.
I want you not only wait stop. I want you to be the star in my next movie. It's gonna be a great movie, and it's about this comic, a female, blah blah blah. Would you do it, or would you say immediately fuck you?
I'd like to think I would not do that.
But you would.
But you got to ask Gabby.
Yeah, because you can't.
Rachel
you know, I
has
can't
money.
Just declare something hypothetically.
Rachel has
some
money, not a lot.
But it's a Woody Allen film.
I like that I appear to have money. I definitely
she doesn't have money.
Yeah. But you have
she
a career.
Have,
you're
she'd
doing
have
okay.
her boyfriend have the fire department. She couldn't even call a locksmith and keep her dignity.
That was for her own pleasure.
What about the guy, though? What about the Griffin
guy,
the guy from The Tick that did the Woody Allen movie and then comes out and tweets, I regret it. I shouldn't have done it.
That's
that
the worst.
Guy, fuck that guy.
Yeah,
can we all agree
gross.
On that?
Get out of here.
The guy went, did the movie, said yes, shot the whole movie, got all the money, gets the movie, gets the credit, and then tweets, looking back to 3 months ago,
people
I really regret it.
Yap.
It's like,
people
come
got
on.
A lot to yap about.
What's
people,
that?
People just love to yap, though. They've got a lot to, me and I, and ugh.
But am you're
I
alone right. on they, that guy?
Gabby,
yes.
Gabby dressed as a mechanic. Dressed as a mechanic.
Grease monkey.
How do you feel? Would you do the movie if Woody Allen came to you right now and said, I want you to be in this movie?
That's hard, because I have
it shouldn't
nothing.
Be.
You then yes, you would do it.
I think I would do it.
Good. You'd be in a Polanski tomorrow.
There you go.
But it's not because I agree with what he's done, but it's because I have no career.
I look at. I have no
obvious on this.
But what are you saying though? It's like, okay, we have to do things because. Wait a minute. You have to do things that you don't want to do because you have no career and you need the work, right? But isn't won't that person stop working? The bad person stop working if you say no. If everybody just says
but
we're
no
not working with you,
no one's gonna say no. He's so got there's somebody. Such a, he's
so
got, yeah.
It's like a comic thing where we don't have a union. So if right. the clubs go, we're paying you less. Fuck you. And we say, well, we're not working your clubs.
Right. Then we all have to.
The
go
middlers
on strike.
Will step
yeah.
up and just say, we'll do it.
Right.
It'll be a shittier show, right. but yeah. whatever. So it's the same thing.
Right.
And it's also hard when you're a fan of that person, but you're not a fan. You're a fan of their work, but you're not a fan of the person.
Right.
Okay. Like, and then I'm going to say something that's really bad
yeah.
and not politically.
Do it. Let's do it. Hang on. Got any music? I got some.
Okay. When women, and then I, and you can all, everyone can scream at me.
Hang on. We're getting you music.
Wow.
Who's that?
Henry.
Henry Phillips? Oh, we're going to have to pay for this.
Yeah, turn that off. We have to pay for it. They'll flag me. All right, good.
It's the Mary Tyler Moore theme.
All right, good.
When women walk around, okay, with their asses and tits hanging out.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What about when Bobby does it?
Hey.
And then get upset. Now, yeah. they don't deserve to be groped or anything like that.
Of course
but
not.
Then you get upset that someone is propositioning you.
Whoa.
That pisses me off.
Oh, interesting. The catcalling.
Ah.
Well done, Mike.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Well, propositioning. You can't ask, I mean, there's
flirting.
Differences. I wouldn't. I mean, I. Like,
how much?
I don't feel like that. No, I think personally, I think that it's one thing to say like you look good, mommy, or something like that. It's another thing to like start saying very specific sexual things they want to mm-hmm. do to you.
Right.
I don't think that that's cool. You know, like nobody.
Right.
Needs
I'm
to hear
talking
that.
About women. I'm talking about you know, you dress provocatively, revealing. Mm-hmm. And then you get upset when a guy approaches you.
Can I say,
I don't believe.
But there's also differences of approaching. Because
right, exactly.
A guy could come out if a guy comes up, and everybody has their own comfort level. But if a guy comes up and you know asks you out or something or says
right.
something,
that's
to
fine.
You, that doesn't make
then
me feel unsafe personally. Right. Personally, everybody has their own things. But if somebody, you know, I've also had such disgusting graphic things.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm fucking walking to the train.
Sorry
you,
about that.
Yeah. It's all right, Mark.
Right.
And Mark is.
But it makes you scared. Does it not make you scared? I mean, I'm
no,
different.
That feels, yeah. I mean, when I get off the train at night and,
yeah.
and I run all the way to my apartment, all the way upstairs in this wild, frantic way and shut my door. And
right.
if anybody watched me, they'd be like, what's wrong with her? But
right,
I'm not,
yeah.
and I don't sit around all day talking about this stuff, but it's
right.
a thought in your mind.
Right. Always.
All the time, because you know, people that have been assaulted and every yeah I walked up every apartment I've ever lived in I walk up in this wild and I'm not
right.
I don't think about it throughout the day it's just like you just want that period
right.
of time
it's part
it's
of your life
and you're
yeah.
alone and I've
oh,
been
you gotta take
people.
That too you gotta take he could be have a broken leg or something
yeah see what he wants just put it on speakerphone
uh-oh
Henry we're on a podcast what's up
oh nothing he at least called me this morning
oh god all right hang
about,
up
all right what about
no, I don't know that's why I called you to ask you
oh god
oh.
hang up
All right, we're on a... Shut up.
That wasn't me. That was him.
All right, I'm on a podcast.
What did he say?
No one you know.
Robert Kelly, Rachel Feinstein.
Joe List.
That's not even
I know
a...
Joe List.
All right,
Mark Norman.
That's not even
Mark
a dig.
Norman.
He what? Didn't know who it was. He said with who?
Comics.
How, why is that a dig?
Rachel, is Rachel still with the firefighter?
Oh.
Yes!
Oh, that's inappropriate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
You have a little.
I remembered.
You
yeah.
have a little time when she gets out of the
they
cab until she gets
like
to her house.
When
what?
Like 2 days.
What?
When she told us about him.
All right.
I said they only had gone on like 2 dates when she told
That's
us.
That's right.
Him.
Yeah. Oh, isn't okay. he my baby?
Are you trying to take down my whole
Who's
podcast?
My baby, Henry. All right, I'll call you back. I love you.
All right. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
First of all. I want to just
I
go
love
back
my kids
to this.
So much.
Oh, this high school shit you guys all pulled.
No, we didn't say. Oh, we weren't zinging you. You senseless.
What was he
fuck.
Saying?
No,
it was just funny that he was like, "With who?" Like he's like,
"Like
oh,
who?
Anyone good? Exciting?"
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
We're not saying fuck you.
All right,
Bobby.
I'm going back to Rachel because I feel bad that she has to fucking live her life like that.
Why? What are you talking about?
I feel bad that she has to feel unsafe.
She doesn't have to
home.
Feel safe. Yeah. She can learn kung fu or keto.
It's not that. And it's
get
like,
a dragon fist.
I mean, I'm so lucky that I'm gigantic because I can put on my hood and people think I'm a god. Like
also,
if I wear a hood.
You don't have to put
also,
on a hood.
Stuff happens to us. Like like Bobby.
Judy, I'm so sorry. I had to go for the joke there. Okay, I'm looking.
Go ahead,
this is
Rachel.
What happens sometimes with the podcast, where you have a good joke, so you make it, and then you feel bad because you're hurt feeling.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
That's why you can't have women.
Can't use this.
All right. Did you jerk off in that? No. All right.
I mean, also the thing is, like, when we're on the road, sometimes a club will say. This has happened to me many times. We put our comics up here.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. You know, and then I've had a guy tell the club.
What does that mean?
Where they put the hotel where they put the comics.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I had a guy show up outside my door, you know, wouldn't leave. I called downstairs. I ended up leaving. I just went to go stay with another comic because he was just showing up.
Yeah, you can't tell.
When I was in Vegas, there's all these dangerous things that you don't always realize, especially on the road as a comic. Like when I was in Vegas, this guy came up to my room to like change my lock because my key wasn't working.
What about you and your locks?
Well, I that is
She's
true.
Jewish.
It's a theme. But no, the magnetic thing wasn't working. I am a Jew. That's right.
Locks. It's,
but but anyway, so he came up to fix the magnetic thing on my door. And then later at night, this is the guy that worked at the casino. Later at night, in the middle of the night, he walked into my room at like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the middle of
no
the
way.
Night.
What?
Now, oh. and now my boyfriend at the time was in the room and jumped up. He didn't know that the guy was with me, though, because when I got there, I was alone. What was he doing? What was he doing?
He was
going to
rape you.
Right.
That guy's a piece of shit. That guy should go to jail.
Yeah, and I told
totally.
Everybody.
10 days.
So there's just these things that you have to think about all the time. You know,
right.
And then, not to mention the stalkers, the crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was sending all this stuff to me. Like, he got my address somehow. Remember? And he was sending all that crazy, insane stuff to me. And I had to get, call the cops a couple times.
Yeah, you've had a few.
Yeah, there's been some.
What?
It's like,
you know what, though? I mean, the way you dress.
Yeah, you do.
Right,
dress
Judy?
Like a district attorney.
That's not. No, I'm just. I'm. Whatever.
Wear a scarf like Judy.
I feel that way.
If I wore a fun-loving scarf, that this would all.
I'm a dude, but I walk home. I'm nervous. I'm looking over both shoulders. So I'm a woman. I can't even imagine. I'm scared
of the same torso as your wife.
Robert, that's hurtful to both of us. I don't know why, but it is.
I get shit from gay guys. You wouldn't believe. It's like crazy dick pics. Gay guys love me. I don't know what it is.
Well, you're very attractive.
You're a cute
but
guy.
But it's only gay.
And you keep going to gay sites.
Wait. Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Gay guys just send you dick pics out of the blue?
Tweet it at me, like the DMs, all that shit. It's all like
but
crazy.
But you're a good looking guy. I mean, you're a young guy. I used to get a lot of gay stuff, too.
I never get any gay.
Tons of gay.
Send me a gay dick, would you?
The gay.
I'll forward you the jizz pics.
I love a dick. I don't mind looking at a dick.
I don't either. Nope. But I'm saying if I was a woman, this would be a lot. I'd be like, holy shit, this is a.
But can I say something, though? I got my
Robert,
wife.
You can say something. Go ahead.
Well, my wife, when we met back in the day, sexy Bobby, I remember I say this. I got my wife being sexually inappropriate.
Yeah,
I pulled my. We were on it. We were making out.
On a
and
rock.
I on a rock, and I took my dick out.
Great country.
And she was like, what? What are you doing? I'm just like, what? And then she.
God, what a great conversation.
But she grabbed my dick, and then we fooled around, and that's my wife.
I have to comment.
But that's my wife.
Yeah.
I took my dick out my previous girlfriend.
My mother, who's a fucking bleeding heart liberal. I mean, would literally suck JFK's cock right now.
Derek. That's a good blowjob.
Doesn't care that Bill Clinton did it. He didn't do anything. Who cares? Doesn't. Just totally look. Who that never happened. He did nothing to women. He's great to women. Bleeding out. This whole Louis thing. She's like, I don't get it. Huh. She's like, she wanted to start a petition because she does a shop. She has a hair salon in her house. All women of all ages coming out through all. Not one of them. And all the women I've talked to.
Hey.
Here you go. Okay. Make it a scarf. Everybody was like, they don't get it. That whole thing, they just didn't get it. Everything else they understood, but that they were like, what are they doing? What's going on?
It's all celebrity. If this was a plumber, this would be, they wouldn't take all this shit away from him. It's because he's the top. He's the
biggest comic.
I just think that we're evolving as people and things. When you, there's things that I understand that all this stuff is happening and it's all good. The Harvey Weinsteins, the casting couch,
all good.
All the bullshit that's going away with minorities. Okay, everything's changing for the better in Hollywood. That's great. I think it's great, but I just feel like taking people down for being human, making mistakes, being creepy, and treating them like they're fucking criminals is we all need. I fucked up so much in my life. I've done so many bad things, and I've done shitty things to women, but I've learned to be a better person by having a relationship, by making these failures, saying sorry, or being like, I don't want to do that again, and having a wife, and then having a kid, and having women friends, and blah, 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 blah. And I learned how to be a better person.
Yeah, it was
in my 40s, but I'm a better person. My son is going to be taught 100 million times better than I was taught. We, as boys who became men, were not taught anything. We shown porn and mags. No one came to us and taught us about sex and how to treat a woman. All we would open a door and say thank you, blah, blah, blah. We would touch shitty things. All our movies, Porky's, stick your dick in a hole, watch women shower. Yeah. Totally acceptable.
DeepDiscount.com, $8.99, Porky's Deluxe Edition.
Well, that's not true. We already read that read, but this read right here.
Read.
Oh, God, here we go, read.
But I'm just saying, do you understand?
Yeah, I hope there's a place where people can talk about things and well, get people that
well, it's just
that,
right
can like learn and have these
and say this is inappropriate
and this is something unhealthy or inappropriate or unacceptable right. And well, now I'm going to behave this way instead.
But it's got to be
a place that
it's got to be case by case. You know, we're just lumping everything together.
Well, they said that's what my therapist. We got into a big fight. He said it's the tide. And it just takes people out with them. And it's like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I do. I think that all the stories need to come out and everybody needs to change the culture and make it suddenly unacceptable so we don't have to deal with the insane things that, you know, I had to deal with. And then people before me way, way, way worse, you know. But I do think you can't. Yeah. I was going to say fry them all in the same pan. Is that
I like
an expression?
That works.
Bobby, you just looked so disgusted.
I almost called Keith. I was going to like never do the show again.
That
would be the last.
I feel sick and I need a nap and I apologize.
I was going to rip all the plugs out and that would be the last thing everybody. Fry them all in the same pan.
It disgusted me as it was coming out of my mouth.
It made me so disgusted that, listen, no, anyways, you guys need a great talent.
No more black.
But I do think that the more people talk about it, the better because it's got to change.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
You got, all right,
it does have to change.
All right, listen, shut up what you changed. Let me
Go
just get this
yourself.
Read. Right, well, you know what?
Change it.
Judy, turn and face the change. Change it.
Look out, you rock and rollers.
Time won't change me. I can't change time.
Chase.
Chase time.
Chase, nice talking
Where
to you.
Where are you going?
Time may change me,
no,
but
whatever.
I can't
Dude,
chase
look,
time.
Look, man, I gave it a shot, okay?
David Bowie CDs on DeepDiscount.com.
I remember when that song came out. How and it was popular.
Were you 14?
I love that album. That was such
Were you a lesbian yet?
I was a lesbian.
Did you have a lesbian ice cube out of the tray?
Yes, I did.
I still tried to get that joke in.
Hey, what if I wanted to hire someone, Bob?
Wow.
If I was looking to hire somebody to be like intern on my
Buddy,
great podcast.
Funny you asked that.
Yeah.
I need an intern so bad.
Okay. Well, you can find one.
If you need a talent, great talent for your business, but short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes, Judy, Rachel, to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools. Smarter tools, Joe. I was putting you at the end.
You got good tools, Mike and Gabby.
What if hiring could be easier? What if it could be way more streamlined, less consuming people? So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. If you're hiring, you know that quality hires keep your business moving forward, but you also know it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate for the job. Are you hiring, Joe?
We're looking to hire. I need a maid.
Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates?
I would go to ziprecruiter.com personally. Is that a good place?
I'm telling you right now, it is really hard. I've tried to hire people for the show, for the network, but ZipRecruiter right now.
Can I say something about ZipRecruiter?
Please.
So my lesbian lover, Elisa.
You can just say lover. We get it.
Lover. she runs her family's real estate business.
Yeah.
And she needed an assistant because the last one was a fucking mental case.
Yeah.
and she went to ZipRecruiter and found the best. I mean, she loves her. They're great.
With ZipRecruiter, you can also post your jobs to over 100 of the web leading website job boards with just one click. So one click, over 100 web of the web's leading job boards. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidate. Then ZipRecruiter puts it into smart matching technology. They have this technology they have that they built up on their computer system.
Uh-huh.
It's software. Smart matching technology goes to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about the job within minutes of posting, so you can receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you, Judy, or Joe, or Rachel, or Mo. It finds them. You can even get a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your jobs and to help you identify the most qualified candidates, so you don't have to waste time sorting through a stack of resumes. Check it out. No wonder 80% of the employees that post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Uno day for you, Michael S. Mushy Mike. That's uno. That means one.
Oh. He's Spanish.
And the easy-to-use ZipRecruiter dashboard lets you manage your hiring process from start to finish. All in one place. ZipRecruiter, the smarter way to hire! Find out about ZipRecruiter right now. Find out.
Dude.
Just read the rest of that right there. That last page.
Come on, Gabby.
Take a sip of water. Come on,
Gabby.
Go,
you don't have to do it.
Okay.
Tells you to
find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, Bobby's listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free.
For free. I'm giving away gifts. All my sponsors are rocking. And ZipRecruiter is rocking for all my fans. Free. Go.
ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude.
What, dude?
For free.
Dude.
All right, so check it out, Judy.
No.
What?
No, I don't want to.
Now you got.
No, I don't want
Rachel,
to.
Rachel, Jewish.
Yes.
Judy, definitely Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mark, Jewish.
No, I
Not
wish.
Mark Jewish.
Loves shoes.
Big
Mark.
Fan. I wish.
You know what? Did you do your DNA?
He wants to be
you
a Jew. So
you should
so
do your
bad.
DNA.
What? You think
Seems
so?
Like yes. Jew-esque.
I just had a lunch with someone who is from Stockholm. Well, she's Israeli, but she moved to Stockholm. She
Great
said,
syndrome.
You should do your DNA. Her husband. That's what happened. He.
Rachel, I
think
you have
felt
a whisper
like he loved
of Jew in you.
A
I think
whisper?
Just a Jew's whisper.
I'll take a
here.
Jew whisper.
Why are you saying he wants to be a Jew? Why?
Because he tells me that frequently, and I feel like he respects me more because I'm Jewish.
Definitely.
I feel like I get from Mark. I feel like, you know, some people think that I'm, you know, an anti-Semitic person. You feel like they assume all these things about you when they know you're a Jew. With Mark, I feel like I get credit for qualities I might not even possess because
yes.
he's so fond of Jews.
Big fan.
Because I'm sarcastic and Jewish, he assumes I'm intelligent, even if I'm not saying something specifically intelligent.
Let's not go crazy.
That must be nuts. I mean, look.
Watch your mouth.
That must be nuts to be a woman and Jewish. To have, you could actually have somebody hate you because you're a Jew and because you're a woman.
Hello. Hello.
Dykeke.
I was getting to the fucking trifecta. I wanted to go to the double.
You
double.
Can't say kike. You can't say kike.
Why?
What about the other one?
He might be a
you
whisper.
You can say
dyke.
You can't say kike.
How
and some
whisper?
People are even.
Did he call you a dyke kike?
Yeah.
When I'm bored sometimes.
Write that down for the name of the podcast.
When I'm bored sometimes, I Google Jews control the media just to see the things people say
about
that's Jews.
Funny.
And it's fascinating.
You bait them.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just Google the words like Jews control the media. Or it's fascinating to read the articles about what people think Jews are collectively up to.
Yeah.
People aren't just, don't just dislike us. They're actually scared of us and our collective
agenda. Yeah, like you're aliens.
Yeah. Like I took.
There's like a video of like a bunch of guys in suits with briefcases in the woods.
Think we have meetings.
And they just run into the woods.
Think we all meet. And it's hysterical.
That's so funny.
And I did some gig once, and this cab driver was driving me back to the airport, and he asked me where I was from, and I was like, New York City. And he goes, I went there once. It was crawling with Jews. And then he said, and they were all out celebrating their holiday, Rosh Hashanah. And he said it like,
Rosh Hashanah?
He said it like it was the most terrifying campfire story that had ever been
like
told.
And they had one hook, and they all wore diamonds around their neck. From one street in Manhattan.
Yeah, people really do think that like,
I mean, a guy told me once, in all sincerity, like he believed
I'm
this.
A You're
he
a Jew?
Told me that yeah. There's a part.
Get out of here. Put that mic down. Take those. Get out.
Taking it with me.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Now, did they make you wear the jumpsuit then?
Yes. Here's what I don't
is that,
understand.
Is that a hand-me-down from your grandma? Oh, shit. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just got that. Great grandma.
Great 20. Grandma. Sorry. I ruined the joke. Hey, get off your phone, would you? Get off your phone.
She's running showbiz. What do you want her to do?
She's.
Yeah, that's true.
Who'd you just fire?
I'm so successful.
You missed my good Holocaust joke I made.
But Orthodox is crazy. You got to admit, that's insane. Like, you go out to Park, it's bananas out there.
Yeah, that's not modern.
Well, they're
what people always assume that I speak for all of them, so they go up to
the
window.
Once you
have a
they're out of their fucking mind. They're not Jewish.
They're not Jews. They're just crazy
people. And they don't consider
people.
Us Jewish either.
Yeah,
that's true.
We are not Jews in their eyes, especially not me, because my mom converted. So
hello,
I'm not a Jew.
I'm a
they don't have eyes.
Have I mentioned I'm a lesbian?
They have horns.
So you're Jewish.
I'm Jewish, yeah.
I mean, but do you go to
Saturday? I was bat mitzvah, baby.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Jew. I don't do anything
You look like the typical Christmas baby.
I know. I look very Aryan.
Oh, my God. You're like, if I was going to do
incognito.
A Christmas carol story, like with
a Jewish
little
name,
girl
though.
Was just, you know, oh, I need, huh? My family's,
gotta,
yeah, keep talking. Over.
Wait, do you
everything.
Have both parents
Judy,
Jewish?
Judy, shut up.
My dad.
Judy.
Say, that's
Judy.
It. Just your dad.
Judy. Judy,
no, my dad
shut the fuck
Jewish
up,
so
Judy.
Much.
Judy,
what?
Shut.
Not enough to marry one.
Judy just fucking talks. You just yap over everybody. Remember the time we were doing the podcast and Don Myrera sat there for 20 minutes while Judy just yapped. And then he turns to you and he goes, Judy, shut the fuck up.
I love Tom. I fucking love
that
guy.
He passed away. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Fucking well, the booze. Horrible.
It's not the booze. I don't think it was the booze.
When he was older.
He was older, but he wasn't that old.
I feel like no one's talking about it.
Nobody That's did true. Talk about it.
The Louis thing eclipsed it.
Yeah.
So weird. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
What, are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
Front page.
You didn't know that?
Pull it up.
Who?
Yeah.
Dom.
Who's sad?
Dom.
Was
you didn't sad. Know that?
What?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No.
We're kidding. Stop.
Oh my God.
Stop. Stop.
Oh my God.
Guys, I stop. We're kidding. He's not dead. You want me to call him? I'll call him.
Don't call him.
He's not dead. What if he dies today? What if he just died?
Oh my God, I hate you.
What's
so
amazing is that was going on for like a minute and a half before you even
much.
Heard it here first, folks.
Oh my God. Holy. He's not
now
dead.
Now I
don't
have
even
to text him.
Don't type it in.
Ronnie K, the prop comic.
I cock-blocked him a couple times at Montreal Comedy Festival.
That's nice of you.
We went out and there was this woman and he's like, and she was like, oh my God, you're so interesting. And we're talking. He's like, and then she left and he's like, what the fuck?
You
fucking
her.
Cock blocked me. I was like, oh my God. So much hotter than you.
Wait, so you took her out?
No, she was just like talking to me the whole time and not talking to him. And she got really pissed off.
Did you ever fuck around with a guy comic over all the years?
Come on. You know who I'm pissed?
Okay,
yeah.
Oh boy. Ralphie May. Mom's Mabel?
Amazing Jonathan.
Jonathan Katz.
Oh,
John Panette.
I love John. I love the amazing
Ronnie
Jonathan.
Dangerfield.
Danny Kaye.
Shut up, Jay. Fucking asshole.
Chaplin.
These are old jokes, Rachel.
That was pretty good.
So funny.
Judith feels.
The court jester? I was saying how far are you?
Fucking Chaplin. Chaplin.
You're not so fucking young. How old are you?
I'm only 47. How old are you?
I just said I'm 55.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
I think you can get some senior citizen stuff, legitimately. No. I think you can get some discounts.
Joe, shut the fuck up.
I'm not joking. I think you can get some discounts.
That's a cheap movie ticket.
I'm in AARP.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you
that's
go.
That's 50 when you're 50.
He's in AARP.
What is that?
No RP yet.
What is it?
It's
Herpy.
The American Association of Retired Persons.
Are you retired?
No, but you get.
Stop
you
yelling.
Get, like
what?
When you go to Dunkin' Donuts, if you order a large coffee,
oh my God.
You got a free donut every
Please
fucking
look
day.
Up Jews control the
something.
Media.
Yeah.
I hope Bobby never turns 50.
Or just look at the cartoons. If you even put like Jew money, the cartoons
I'm
are
being
so
attacked
insane.
By these
he
two
won't.
Jews.
He won't.
Listen, what the
you
fuck?
Should have, you should
I actually
have
want to talk about that.
For...
Can I talk about that real quick?
Oh, yes.
The images are insane. Whoa! Look at these things.
It's Ari Shaffir.
They oh haven't.
Jesus Christ. It's literally.
The pictures
it's
are
every
insane.
Tour poster Ari ever did.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's his headshot.
It is. Wow. But double wow. negative.
Somebody
see it on Netflix.
Once asked me if a Jew can smell a coin from over 70 miles away.
Well, that's
away.
True. That's science.
But But they truly,
I love the, wait a minute, look at the piggy bank one.
Look at the giant snout just searching for coins.
So
and,
awful. You know what?
And people,
all these people
this,
who
they think it.
Yeah. All the people who hate Jews should have to live without whatever Jews have contributed to the fuck. Why the fuck do I have the hiccups?
Oh, it makes me so happy. It's God saying shut the fuck up. Judy, I love you so much. You know that. You're my
look
best.
At those
you're my
Jews.
Best. I tell you this, go to the I dealt with this weekend. I know we all deal with this. I went to, we put up the podcast this week. It was from Aruba. It wasn't the regular one here. And we put it up and I, you know, look, the comments on the fucking podcast, I look, I don't give a fuck. And I talked to Zach about it. I was like, I never read the comments. I never go to Reddit. I don't go to any of the shit. I don't read it because I know it's just terrible, right? What'd you read?
Too fat, come on. That's hilarious.
What is it?
This girl is so fucking annoying. By the way, what happened to No Sugar, No Grain?
Yeah. I mean, these are, but wait a minute. He actually, Zach, these, I was like, Zach, these are really, some of them are bad. I was like, should we have these? Are these good? I mean, these are doing no good to anybody.
This is normal,
oh, my
though.
God.
This
I've been
standard.
Traumatized, but there's some guy named Mr. Twat Waffles, and he hates me so much.
I love him.
Oh, boy.
He trolls me everywhere. He's so
twat
angry
waffles?
About me, too. He's so angry. I'm like, Mr. Twat Waffles, why?
You just gave him a plug.
But I know I did, but there's... I did.
Here's the one
you're
that
right,
bothers
but...
me, though. I no hate, no put down. Please shed some pounds, Mr. Kelly. We don't want to miss you like Patrice.
Well, you're no Patrice.
Yeah, you really enjoyed back in the day stuff. Need to introduce Ray to Ralph's. I don't know what the fuck that. But you actually erased some of them, which
wow.
I told them I didn't want you to do. You did. You shouldn't have. I mean, dude, it's bad. I mean, they're fucking.
Well,
they're
I think
just,
also a couple people write things, and then other people were like trying to one up them.
I don't know.
I know it's so terrible. They're the worst level of human being. Like,
what is it?
It's that these people have a platform. People who don't deserve a platform and are jealous because they sit. They have no fucking life.
I know, but what
now have a platform?
But it's not the platform. The platform has been there for a long time.
Ow.
We can't say it's new. It's been there for 20 something years.
All right, I gotta leave soon. Go.
You can leave whenever you want.
I thought. How much longer is the podcast?
It doesn't stop when you leave.
17.
It stops
minutes.
When I stop it.
Oh, all right.
Don't you? Who are you?
She's a Jew.
She's only half. The mother is
that's
probably
true.
Fucking Norwegian or something.
I just
what
think it's.
She?
No,
I
Irish.
Can't believe how fucking. I can't believe how terrible this shit is.
What?
I can't believe how terrible. These people are fucking vicious.
They're so.
Oh,
I was reading this shit like I was like, oh my god.
Some of them are nice. This guy writes, "Rest in peace, Bobby." That's sweet.
That's true.
He wants you to rest in peace.
But he put
sad
it,
face.
I mean,
thoughtful.
Let me ask you a question. Let me add this. But why should I allow that guy, Tin Owl? Why should I allow him? Why should I allow? Should I? Why should I allow him a voice?
You can disable.
Well, you're
comments.
Giving
but
him a voice now.
Because I think this conversation needs to happen.
Okay.
I mean, should? I mean, look.
I know Brisket Slider too. He's lashing out.
That was Bobby, actually.
Sabo Slabo video.
What's Minucci, by the way? Pat from Moon.
That's a fat guy.
Munaki?
A fat. That's literally a fat O&A fan. And they're saying that they literally thought it was me.
That's
like,
the
no
thing.
Joke.
These people are so angry, but they watch everything. They listen to everything. They're
I
obsessed.
I don't understand that either. There was another guy, Sloppy Joe Yum Yum, that he used to troll me.
That's a great Asian place.
It was a fun name.
Scroll down again.
Korean barbecue.
What's the one at
but
the bottom
like,
there?
Why are you so actively furious? And why do you
I
have
know.
Such a playful name, but you're so angry?
Right.
Why Sloppy Joe Yum Yum? And then just shut up, you
yes.
dumb bitch. Like, Jesus.
I think they think they're ball busting.
But here's what they're
crowd.
Saying. They're saying, yo, Bob, at least check out the scale once in a while. Make sure you don't gain any more weight. Lose some weight of those pounds. Wait, man, you'll die like Patrice.
So many
if
people
things
think
don't
are,
change soon.
Are actually concerned.
They love you.
Yeah, but that's I don't think I'm gonna I mean, am I really as heavy as Patrice?
No.
Was?
He was taller.
No.
Well,
no.
You're using the camera you were using, the Wemo?
Mevo,
yeah. Sorry. The way it like the way it made Gabby look giant on the live podcast.
Yeah, it's
insane. Not a great angle for you.
Well, listen, I love you, Mike. Thank you so much. But I am. I mean, these guys do have a point. I mean, I am.
Oh,
look,
wow.
That I am big.
You look worse there than you actually do.
Yeah. And these idiots spelled Tom Cotter's name wrong. fucking dummy.
That's her. Who said that?
How about how Ray thinks he's like fucking president of Aruba?
He's Aruba
so
Ray.
Funny. And he got that acai bowl, acai kai.
Acai bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Acai bowl.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
That's all he has.
They're so good. I know. I love that gig. That's a
good
great
gig. Good
I mean,
it's a great gig.
I've had people write things on comment section that have traumatized me. And I just,
like what?
You can't listen to it.
I mean,
it doesn't traumatize me anymore because I'm kind of immune to it.
I can't.
It's my own fault. Like, what? But, I mean, I read it all and then I fall into like a strange.
Same.
And I've got to really, you can't do it. You'll fall into like a low grade derailing depression if you start to read because they're so mean and they'll give you a new thing to like not even think about. Like, some guy was like, you know, dumb bitch in her man voice. I'm like, do I have a man voice? Like, just like things you never thought about.
Judy has a man voice.
Thanks, but, you know, Sloppy Joe, yum, yum.
Get off your phone, Judy.
I get...
Either be on the podcast or don't be on the podcast.
I get...
I'm going to get on my phone on your show tomorrow.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to treat you the way you treat me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was so dumb.
Will you tell your client?
I hate when I do that. But I just had it. I have a fucking asshole suing me for a fender bender at fucking Costco that they had surgery. Literally nothing happened.
Mm.
Fucking assholes. Anyway, so someone once wrote to me that they should have another Holocaust just for me.
Like a one-day Holocaust?
And I wrote back, really? I killed all those people.
That's
a
big oven.
Yeah.
A solo cost.
Yeah.
He said it's a big oven.
You can't say that.
Ah, well, it's too late.
All right, sorry.
It's already out. Yeah. I'll have to scrub it.
She'd have to duck in the regular
ovens. Now,
were
you popular in high school?
No, I was a weird skateboard kid.
He's not popular now.
I was a weird skateboard kid, too.
You were?
Yeah.
I skateboarded.
Really?
I had one of that Jason Lee board with the little white cows all over, like, and it said Jason Lee and the Burger King sign.
Yeah, of course.
I know you're about to tell me to shut up, Bobby. Go ahead. Say no one cares.
No, those is thrilling. Please talk about your skateboards. I'm talking about fucking internet hate.
The worst is when the comments, they nail it. They go, oh, I do that.
I do.
That's
yeah,
the
sometimes
ones that
they
the
really
most.
Get you good.
Or there's something that you did, and you go, I shouldn't have done that. And then someone's like.
And they call it on you.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're right.
I walked out for this. It was like, you know, when you walk out at the beginning, you're special, and you feel so stupid. I'm always like, what's my dumb body doing suddenly? That walk, and you're like, I've done something with my wrists. Uh-huh. I don't remember what it was I've always done. But you just feel your whole body feels dumb. Uh-huh. And some guy wrote, look how stupid her body looks as she's walking.
But
I thought, look at her dumb movements. She
also,
can't even walk.
You,
and I'm like,
you
that's
walk
exactly
out on
how
stage,
I felt.
You fucking yeah. piece of shit.
That's what I'm asking.
See what you look like.
That's what I'm asking. Should
asshole.
We?
Can you stand there?
Should we allow this? Should we? We allow comments. We allow them in our lives. We could literally on Twitter say you have to. I have to allow you to be on it. On these comments, we could douche them. Everything can be eliminated if we wanted it to be, but we choose
to allow it in.
To let them in because we're afraid of them not liking us.
Choose.
Well, you can block people.
I block people all the time.
I do.
Me too. I love it.
I mute them.
I block them. Fuck.
Why
I want them to know.
Block?
I want them to know. Because I like when they get mad because it's like, wow, dude, you're in your 30s. You have a family and you're mad at another guy for blocking you for saying that I'm a fat fuck and deserve to eat a bullet. And you're somehow you're mad at me for blocking. It doesn't make sense.
But I
to me.
Feel like they're like children. They have to know there has to be a reaction.
I don't know.
I don't know how to deal with it. I just know I try really hard not to read it. And then some days I just get pulled in and I read and I'm it's so, you know, you really think you did a good job and it distorts you. It distorts your perception of everything you've done. As soon as you're like, oh, God, maybe I do just absolutely stink.
I didn't ask me anything for Just for Laughs.
Uh-oh.
And they were like, okay, I go, look, I'll do it, but it's going to be horrific. It's going to be horrific. As soon as these people find out that I'm doing this on Reddit, it's going to be horrific.
Right.
And they were, the Just for Laughs people were literally... like one girl was almost in tears, like reading the horrific shit that was being said. It was just, they couldn't even find a question. I was like, I go, listen, ask the questions they ask. I'll just answer them.
Right. It's
because kind of funny.
You can't get around it. I asked to do this. I put myself in the arena. What is that?
When you eat a steak, does it also make you crave cock? Do you know Riz Boss will be pouring?
Yeah, it was fucking
more of an
crazy.
Albino orca, Lebanese housemaiden, or morbidly obese Mexican. That might have been about Mike. But yeah, that's tough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't even go to this fucking thing.
Rachel gets those. You get those things on Twitter like I get with all the Jews.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
That,
every time I do something,
Jews.
They say it's because there was a Jew yeah. producer that made, and there was a meeting, and it
yeah,
was
but
so
then
stupid.
You,
don't
It'd be
you
funny
have
if it really,
Hitler,
that really existed.
Like the
yeah.
Hitler Jew, like when they yeah. make a thing, you're always on there with me.
Yes, they do. They What's always that? Do a big Hitler collage We're, for yeah. us.
Hi, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Wait, wait, stop, stop. Hi, Bobby. No, hashtag big fan. In Star Trek, The Voyage Home, what message were those aliens sending you? Now, mind you, with this came a picture of a whale.
Right, right. You
so
need the visual.
In case the people didn't get it, which some of the kids didn't, I was just like, oh, Jesus. I was like, listen, man.
That comment got sub-comments.
What does that mean?
You know, like his comment got a bunch of laughs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
One from Just for Laughs.
I know they build a community around just yes. trashing us.
Yeah, the guy from look at the guy from Just for Laughs wrote.
Community.
I just spit my the guy the cocksucker giving me the thing.
That was
wrote,
Jeff Singer.
Wrote. I just spit my water out. So he was laughing. Oh, this world's a shit place. Well, yeah. And there's nothing we can do about it. I think you just avoid eye contact with all the shit you don't want to look at. Mm-hmm. Look at the shit you do, and let's get. Let's get Louis back into fucking show business.
Yeah.
Anybody? Yes? No?
Yes,
just me?
Please.
Just me? What about you, Joe? Are you in?
I love him. I love Louis. I love
I'd
him
like to get
deeply.
A fucking something before I die.
What do you mean?
What?
Like
You're
show.
On the podcast.
I'd like to get a show.
You want
you
a, show?
A show?
You have a show.
10 years.
I want a fucking, I want something that makes me some dinero.
Well, talk to the
Robert?
Jews. Talk to the meeting.
We're
going to
meet tomorrow.
The next meeting.
Look in the mirror. Yeah.
What's the meeting? What time's the meeting?
We have the media meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, have the meeting. Talk to
the
meeting.
Yeah.
Get in on the meeting.
All
the,
what somebody said something to me was like, all you snouts get together. It's just so preposterous. People really think like this. They do. And it's not fair because if there was a meeting, I would love to attend.
Sure.
Rachel, you have a beautiful nose.
Great nose.
Rachel. Rachel has a beautiful nose. And you know what, Judy?
I have a huge nose.
You got a honker.
You know what my thing is
Shut
with girls?
Shut up, Mark.
I can't see Joe or Rachel.
Listen.
Why couldn't this whole, like, sexual revolution happen when I was in my 30s? This sucks.
Judy, you know what my thing is? You know
what
my
you
thing
were in
is?
Your 30s and the 60s. That was the big time.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what my thing is, Judy?
What?
Big nose. I like a big nose.
You do like a big
love
nose?
It.
Me too.
I've heard Bobby love say it. That many a time.
Love it.
Chelsea Peretti?
I love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Are you,
that's
you,
a little too
You
big.
And Mark have both are said you that. Kidding?
I'm kidding.
I love a honker. I
love
a
it.
Real
I love
big
a honker.
Beak.
A pronounced nose, I think, is sexy on a woman.
Yeah.
And a man.
I agree.
Fucking love
I think
it.
You have a big nose.
No, you got a normal.
What are you, nuts?
No,
it's huge.
A very normal nose to
no,
me.
You don't
to
have
who?
A big nose.
Well, she's 8 feet tall. It's all proportional.
I'm not 8 feet tall. Okay?
Dude,
I'm 6'2".
All right.
You know what? I can't fucking help how tall I am.
Yes, you could.
I hate that shit. It's like, you know, I have been listening to how fucking tall I am.
Yeah.
Tall is a compliment.
Yeah.
No, 8 feet tall is not compliment. You wouldn't say to a beautiful. No, it's Mark being obnoxious. Yeah.
I got to read another read.
Like,
give me the read.
You have to know every day.
How many more?
I went to school.
There's
every fucking day. I went to school.
Three?
Got called Bigfoot.
Guys, this is not six reads. We did three.
Day.
Really?
Every
it's only
day.
Five.
Wow.
So shut Brooklyn? The fuck up.
Five
All right, guys, real
reads?
Quick. No, we got one more. Guys, real quick. Ready? What's next?
EHarmony and.
Give
oh,
me
yeah, just
or
Diss,
I can just
lady you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brooklyn. And, hey, listen. What's your name again?
Goldie.
Judy.
Yeah.
Get off your phone. I will be on my phone the whole... I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm not coming.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm not showing up. Get on your phone again, and I'm kicking you out.
Best sheets.
Bobby loves and misses you, and he feels when you're on your phone.
I want to talk about this with you.
I need Rachel to come tomorrow.
Two more.
Listen, I want to talk about this one with you. All right, here.
Yes.
This company's awesome, and you should use it.
I was just thinking.
What?
I'm not kidding. I was on the way here because they have a big ad in the subway. I was like, I want to try their fucking sheets.
Yes.
I have them.
No,
they sent
don't.
Them to me. They sent this to me, and guess what I did?
I got another one, and I like them, but they're not that great.
I got them. I bought them. They gave them to me, and then I bought them. They're fucking unbelievable. And guess what? You know what they're great for? Gifts for Christmas.
Oh, Kumia can use some
sheets. Hanukkah.
All right, listen. I love my sheets. I got them on my bed. It's like sleeping in a Four Seasons. They're unbelievable, but they're so discounted. They're not expensive at all. You spend a third of your life in the sheets with Brooklinen. Why can't you be high quality sheets? So soft. All right? It's high quality sheets and bedding. You and your loved ones deserve without the needless luxury taxes, retail prices. They're so, I'm telling you, they're cheap as hell. Okay? You spend, listen to me, buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your life and your routine. The right sheets can make or break a good night's sleep and help you feel better and well rested every day. Look, even though quality sheets make for quality sleep, most high-end bedding is marked up. Did you know this? 300% by the time it gets to you. Okay? By the time it reaches to Brooklyn, it makes quality sheets, luxury sheets, and bedding accessible to everybody. Get off your phone.
It's an ad.
He can get on his phone. I care about you more than Mark.
Ouch.
And it's a great gift idea.
I used to be a bedwetter. I could have used this.
Pay attention.
No, I want to get these Brooklinens.
Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fulop.
Ooh.
Fulop? Spell it.
F-U-L-O-P.
He's Fulop Baloney.
Fulop.
Not Jewish.
Their philosophy,
what's their
people
names?
Deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without luxury prices.
What's their name?
Brooklyn and cuts out the
Vicky and Rich Fulop.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you, Gabby.
Shut up. Let me get through
Take a life.
Judy, let me get through. Get off your phone.
Looking up the Fulops.
You're like Louis J. Gomez. I want to throw things at you.
All right, sorry.
Louis J. Gomez.
Wow. Look at this from Business Insider. These sheets are one of the best purchases I've ever made.
Ever.
And she saves it.
I really have them. I love them.
I love the sheets, too.
Wow, they have really good reviews.
In all seriousness,
12,000, listen, Judy, 12,000 five-star reviews.
Oh!
Wow!
It's the fastest bedding brand in the world. Fastest growing bedding brand.
Selling sheets in their apartment.
Gross.
Brooklyn and Sheets were named winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They have versatile colors, patterns. You can mix and match and to complete any decor. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets today.
Oh my God,
I love them. Look at them. They're so cute.
I love my Brooklyn. They're awesome. But I love my sheets.
I'm getting them.
Try these sheets. I know you'll love them. Check this out. Here's the deal. Brooklinen.com. Exclusive offer for my listeners for Christmas time. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WhatDude at brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident you'll love the sheets. 60-night satisfaction guarantee and lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to try this. Okay, try these sheets for yourself right now or try it for a gift for the holiday season. Give the gift of luxury. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com.
Okay, wait, this is how cool they are. Ready?
Yeah.
They did an interview with the husband and wife team of Brooklinen, and they asked them who would be on your dream dinner party list. Okay?
Yeah, they said Louis.
Keith Richards.
That's a great one.
Uh-huh. Diana Vreeland.
Love it.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs.
Stop making him Jewish.
Andy Cohen.
I love Andy. Hey.
Nostradamus.
Oh, that guy's crazy.
Amy Sedaris.
Of course.
And her husband.
Boo.
All right. Well
she's her husband. She said her husband.
Hey, here's one for you, Judy. And there's one for you, Judy.
What?
Ready? And you and Mark.
Yeah.
Online dating. You do it?
I'm in a fucking relationship.
Is that what they call them?
The girl relationship.
Grill master.
Relationship.
Grill mate.
If you're trying online dating.
Mark is also.
No drama.
Gabby, you single?
Yeah.
There you go.
Everybody.
This is for Gabby.
This is for Gabby. This is for everybody. This is for all my fans.
No, everybody else is love.
I just want to read it. Can I just read it?
I'm in a depression. That's why I'm wearing this.
I'm just saying Gabby's not love. That's it.
She's dressed like a fucking prisoner.
In her own
she's
mind.
She's all mixed
my
up.
Outfit.
Yeah, look at her. She's a pretty, she's like a beautiful, like God gifted her with this beauty, and she tries to dress like a fucking mechanic.
I would say more pretty than beauty, wouldn't you?
Jesus.
I think it's a cute look. I like your look.
Thanks.
And your beauty.
Whatever.
Cute is a downgrade from pretty.
That's some horseshit girl stuff.
No, but no, I think that kind
that's
of
horseshit
like,
girl
that
stuff.
Kind of ironic you sort don't of like boyish that. Look is cute.
Bubba.
Yeah.
You don't like that
you
outfit.
You should be able to
you're
wear
elegant.
Whatever the fuck you
wear
want.
Beautiful
thank
stuff.
You.
That outfit, you despise. You'd make fun of it.
No.
Yeah, you would.
I love it.
I like those
so
army green military jackets. You know? I like to
perfect.
Pretend I'm...
Can I see your,
I like
can
it.
I see your foot? Let me see your footwear. What are you wearing for footwear?
It's not great.
Can
let
I see
me,
it?
Oh, it's Crocs.
Let me see.
Oh, those are cute.
Nice.
I love those.
I like that.
I love sneakers.
Yeah,
all
nice
right,
work.
Go ahead. Do your thing. I got to go.
It's trendy.
Yeah,
I
like my
Brooklyn.
Like Pumas.
Shut up.
You asked a question.
I love getting him pissed off. It's so funny.
If you're trying online dating, chances are you've run into what? Lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that don't turn into dates.
He's on eHarmony.
He's on eHarmony. He's trying to sign up. You can get.
You know why I like eHarmony? They allow the gays, unlike some others.
They do?
I thought it was Christian.
Christian Mingle?
No, I think it's Christian eHarmony.
Which one doesn't allow
you
gays?
You can't, listen, you can't get to know
you
somebody
know
just
Sandals,
by... You
know Sandals, that resort? Yeah. No gays.
Is that right?
Yes.
How do they know? Do they do research, background checks beforehand?
You're going to go in and you're going to be in a fucking resort. You're, you
know. Okay, so eHarmony, anyways. You can't get to know someone just by a picture, okay? eHarmony is unlike any other online site. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match. They are built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not shallow hookups like most of the people on this show. They have helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and psychology research to send you the right matches. eHarmony brings compatible people together. There are plenty of hookup sites out there. That is not what they are. Right now, my listeners, which I know you're a lot of, you guys are alone. I know you need this, and we got a hookup for you right now. You can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for 3 month subscription. Enter my code DUDE, D-U-D-E, at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with somebody and have a meaningful relationship, when you want it to be real, when you want to find that perfect somebody, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. Enter my code DUDE at checkout.
All right, that's the last ad, I hope.
DUDE!
What's happening?
Wow.
That's the first time I ever had to shut all the mics off on this show. Go. Oh! Ever.
I just got scared the way I did when my dad would scold me. Like, that was like really scary. You know when dad was serious? That was terrifying.
It's not you.
Okay.
It's not you. It's not you. It's not you on the couch. It's not you, Mike. Not you, Mark.
What? It's Mark?
I was on my phone.
It's you. It's and you know what? It's...
Oh, wow.
That's one of the funniest sounds I've ever heard in my life.
For the folks at home, Judy just threw her shit at Bobby.
Oh, this is on video.
Oh, my God. That was a...
Made a great sound.
Thank you for listening to another episode of You Know What, Dude. We'll see you next week.
Nope.
-Feinstein.com.
What is it?
Rachel-Feinstein.com.
Why dash Feinstein?
Because the Feinstein was... The regular one was taken, Bobby.
By a law firm?
Yes. But there's another... There's also another Rachel Feinstein.
Why are you getting mad at me? I just asked a question.
Well, there's... Because people always ask that. But there's another Rachel Feinstein that's really...
Who are you looking at?
Famous.
Look at
my
me.
Website for a second. But,
oh, sorry.
But she's really famous, and she's a sculptor, and she's really fashionable.
Yeah.
And I always get offered things for... And then I get unoffered. Like the Vanity Fair called me, and they were like, we want to honor your fashion choices. And I was like, I do make some... They're intrigued. I get it. You know? And then I tell everyone, and it's humiliating. I told everybody. It was like Vanity Fair's notice, you know?
The new district attorney line.
And then they softly uninvite me, and it's so painful. I've had a couple of soft uninvites. They said Oprah wanted to meet me, and I was like, you know, maybe I could see. Like, she's curious, and she finds me fascinating.
Right.
And then I was like, I told my manager, and I canceled a gig, by the way, to meet Oprah. But it turns out it was the other fashionable Rachel Feinstein.
Oh.
And then I tried to say, can you tell them I'm, like, upset? And I still want to go. And they were like, no, Oprah doesn't want you. Like, there was like a picture of me probably
right,
downstairs, and I wasn't allowed to come in. Anyway, all right.
That was the most fascinating thing said on the whole podcast.
It was great.
She was going to meet Oprah, and
I
you're on your
her.
Dumb phone texting with your 7-foot son.
Bobby,
where
are
you going? What's happening? Call me later. I love you. I'll never not love you. I'm a helicopter mom.
Bobby, I don't want to put the blame on anybody in particular, but every single person has taken their headphones off.
Yeah, it hurt my ears.
It was too loud today.
No, it was
you
my
can,
ear
but we
hurt.
Can, we can turn them down.
I told you, but you didn't really change it, even though I do like you.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't listen to a woman.
Whoa.
No, I like you a lot because you charged my phone and you were very sweet, but when I did say the volume thing, you kind of, I didn't feel like you understood.
Well, you say it again. That's the problem.
No, I tried to turn it down. Then I asked
Joe, what do you have?
Oh boy, herpes, HPV, ADHD.
That's funny. Shut up.
I have
hilarious.
What? Boy, the interrupting Judy is really it's hurting my feelings, and Bobby's very upset. You know what's gonna happen now? I'm gonna get a call after the show in 30 minutes from Bobby going, dude,
no,
it was a good episode, but what
Judy.
The fuck with the
I know
interrupting?
What Judy, I know what Judy. I know when Judy comes on my show, that's what she does. I love Judy. She can do it. She has to deal with all my fans going, shut that twat up.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell that guy to stop.
I'll be at Zany's. I'll be at Zany's in Rosemont December 13th. No, wait, this is already passed. No, wait, this week.
Shit.
This week, starting Wednesday.
There.
How was it?
It was great.
I can't wait.
I love Zany's.
It's good room.
Club. Let me tell you something. That hotel.
Not great.
Right?
Yeah.
And the fact that you're kind of stranded.
They might put me
right?
at a better hotel.
No, they're not. You're
kind of stranded. It's like a strip mall kind
of
thing.
And my comedy club is also really good.
What? Great club.
Vermont Comedy Club. That staff
December
is lovely.
21st
great city.
Yeah. I've never been there. What's up
really
with that shit? I need to go to Vermont Comedy Club.
It's,
I can't believe I ain't been there. Fuck that shit.
It's booked by Sandals.
Hey, that's why they don't have me.
What else you got? Yeah.
Here's what I got. I got the truth shirts available at merchpump.com.
Right.
You can get your Joe List the truth
go
shirts.
Go to Merch Pump right now. Get your truth shirts for Christmas.
Great
I want
to go to Vermont Comedy Club.
Oh, God, I hate her.
It's a good Tiffany Haddish.
So gentle.
And I also have your the truth shirts and right there they are. And on the same page, your YKWD hoodies are available now. We're going to do a Christmas sale next week.
Nice.
On these hoodies. I mean, these hoodies are, I love them.
Yes.
It's a great hoodie.
Yeah,
I got
that's
one.
A good one. It look good. Like, I got like a logo.
So merch pump right now. Get your truth shirt and your YKWD hoodies right now. Great Christmas gift for yourself and for another fan of Joe or mine.
Look at the sizes. They come in medium, large, and Bobby. All right. I mean, I gotta laugh, but I'll still wear
check
it.
Check out the website.
Out of guilt.
Are you going to
comedian Joe List. Yes. I'll be in Grand Rapids New Year's Eve, Dr. Grin's December 28th through the 1st.
Speed it up. I got one
I
more.
I started, but I got interrupted.
Are you doing this bragging?
I got interrupted
Mark, what
by
do you
Darius
have?
Gold.
Mark,
Asperger's? No, I'd say I'm all over the road. Albany, Mohegan Sun for New Year's. That's going to be a tough one. Please come out. We're at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. And then I got Helium in Buffalo, Helium in Philly, Ann Arbor, Comedy Zone in Charlotte, Laughing Skull, Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Bananas, Magoobies, and, you know, what?
Helium
Baltimore.
Buffalo, another great club.
Okay.
Great club. So, yeah,
I ain't
Mark
been
Norman.
There. Why ain't they booking me there? They won't book me at the Helium.
Mike, where are you?
Check my website.
I don't know if my calendar is updated.
Mike, where are you? Mike, anything?
This week I'll be at Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio with you, Bobby. You'll be there. I'll be in Corpus Mesquite Street Comedy Club the weekend after that. And for New Year's week, I'll be featured for Lee Barcena in San Antonio.
Wow, that's great.
You were
great.
So awesome yes. when I was in San Antonio.
Oh, thank you.
Really?
Two brothers.
I think it was good. Wow. I liked hysterical. It. I didn't even know.
I like Mike,
there.
Man. Really? I like him.
You must have gotten better.
Yeah.
Gabby, what do you got besides
I'm in a bunch of bars
shitty...
and basements this
really?
Whole month. So
yeah, you
check
are.
Out my
you
Instagram.
You
got
to follow her Instagram.
Brian.
What about comedy?
I'm doing comedy there.
Gabby, shut up, everybody. What is your Instagram?
Gabby is Brian.
Gabby is Brian. Please check.
Yeah, I have a website. Yeah.
Her Instagram is one of the most annoying stories.
Thank you so much.
If you follow it. Because she always goes, hey guys, like there's thousands
Don't
of people.
Up.
There's like thousands of people. Hey guys, just want to let you know. Hey guys,
I got to be somewhere at 5. Can we go?
Who's the hot brunette?
Can I just say this? I followed Gabby, friend. And like the suggestions popped up was John Bon
site.
Jovi.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Weird.
Zach, what do you got? Real quick.
Zach, the new guy.
All right, we got one more announcement right at the end, so hang in
Hello?
There. Go ahead. What's mine?
Why can't I do
Shut
my
up.
Plugging?
Settle down,
fucking
you
fuck face.
What do you got?
So laugh out loud this week. Yeah. This weekend, San Antonio. Come out and see Bobby.
Oh, I got the Yonkers Comedy Club. I'm doing that right. Ugh. It's literally 8 minutes from my house. I'm doing that. It's almost sold out. So if you're in Yonkers or in Westchester, you want to come see me on a Wednesday, please feel free. And then I'm going out there from Mahaffey Theater with the great Mike Calta on the 15th.
Cowface.
Back at the Brokerage in Long Island on the 16th, right back. And then the 22nd and 23rd, I'm at Gotham Comedy Club. Get your tickets now. Also, on the 21st, I will be taping the Tonight Show with the great Jimmy Fallon. So wish me luck on that. Tune in for that. And then, of course, thank you guys for coming in again. You guys are great. I have to go, too. We'll see you guys next time.
What about
on
I can't
the,
do my plugs?
Judy never
no,
went.
No, Judith needs to do it. Judith feels ignored. Judith feels
Thank you.
Judith
you didn't
feels
even
attacked.
Ask me what I'm doing.
That's because you were on your phone. And you know
I
what
was I, looking at
you
my
know
calendar.
You know what I learned about my kid? You have to have consequences, Judy. Oh. And your consequence is this.
Oh, all right. So I'm doing the Home for the Holidays with Cindy Lauper at the Beacon Theater on Saturday.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a big one.
Can I get on that show?
I'm doing, what am I doing?
Littlefield, Caroline's.
Haunting Renditions with Elliot Glazer. I'm playing the clarinet. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, clarinet. Yeah, that's fascinating.
I'm doing Caroline's December 22nd and 23rd.
That's
Atlanta,
cool.
Atlanta, the 25th.
How many fucking weird lesbian headshots do you have? Jesus Christ.
Who cares?
Sides of you, Judy.
Look at that one.
God,
but judygold.com.
Yes.
And I'm on the Twitter, J-E-W-D-Y.
You guys are the best fans ever. Thanks for hanging in there.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Dude. And your podcast.
Tomorrow I'm on.
Who's going to be on my podcast next week?
I'm on your podcast
That's right.
tomorrow.
Right, but it's going to air on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
I want to thank Zach, Gabby, and Mike. You guys are the best. Thanks for helping me put this together. You guys, thanks for coming in. I love all you guys here today, except for
Fuck
one
you,
of you.
Fuck you, Joe.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.